MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Good job, by the way. Great job titling that. More words would be better because people aren't going to get it.
How about just Cowboy versus Gay Bully?
Thank you.
Boom. No, that implies that the bully is gay.
How about Cowboys versus Queers?
No.
Queers and stuff.
No, that's too broad now. Now you're being really broad.
Cowboy saves man from putting extra dicks in his mouth in an airport.
That's not what happened. That's the misleading.
Oh. How about queer eye for the straight guy?
Man wearing hat on horseback.
He's not on a horse.
And
he's standing.
Band of good citizens with very good intentions.
Guy wearing pink shirt who may or may not be gay, and then also a cowboy and a guy in a hat.
You guys are adding more
at
words.
I got one more.
Okay,
more.
It's go ahead. Called,
Oh No, He Didn't.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is Rockvember 5th, 2014. We are coming to you live from the beautiful Hippo Juice headquarters.
Susu Studios.
Which is located...
Susu Studio.
The Hippo Juice... The Hippo Juice headquarters located in Susu Studios, which is located in the More Like Radio complex.
This is a complex?
Well, I mean, it's not... Well, it's not simple.
Complex.
It's not simple, guys. Shut up, Dutch.
Ooh, nice hat, Dutch.
I
done
that 5 minutes ago.
Join as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian, Lopez.
It's true.
John the Laser Santeri.
He got it this week, bro.
Joel rocking a trucker hat, Van Wingerden.
Yeah!
I don't like this. I don't like that you have your own theme song, Dutch.
Wow, that was my favorite Dutch moment.
That's fucking bullshit.
Ever.
That's
genius. That's fucking bullshit.
This is the best Dutch moment of life.
You asshole. I love that Dutch can play. He's his own hype man.
I love his stupid grin.
Did he just turn face? Mm-hmm.
And of course, sitting to my left, as always, is Sean, half member of the new rap group Cuban Warders. I will be the other half rap member of that.
Oh, okay.
Another wonderful day in Florida. Unless you wanted pot medically, then it's a terrible day in Florida.
I'm high right now.
Or here's what we're gonna do, guys. We talked about that yesterday in Dutch and Royce.
We're gonna make posters.
Download it.
I'm high right now.
Yeah. But we will talk about something else Florida did, because it's not fair to only talk about shitty things they do with marijuana legislation.
Florida did something good?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Oh, what did we do?
What's the opposite of good?
What is playing?
Bad.
Oh, what Florida always does.
What do you mean, what is playing?
What is playing?
Nothing's playing.
Nothing's playing.
I don't hear anything playing.
Are you playing with yourself?
The plane, boss, the plane.
That's what you get for playing your intro music, you shitbag. Anyway, like I said, we're going to talk about something else Florida did. And by the way, Sean, you know when you said, was it good? No, no, it's not good. It's actually bad. I'm going to read the title, and you guys tell me. Before I even read it, I want you to tell me why they did it and whether it was right or wrong, okay? 90-year-old Good Samaritan in Fort Lauderdale arrested for giving food to homeless people.
Well.
Okay, so we're supposed to say why?
Why do you think he was arrested?
Well, because...
Take a guess. Like, for example, if you ask me and I don't know the answer...
Is food a euphemism for his dick in their mouth?
Okay, that's good.
Yelled out, what power?
Dutch knows what I'm talking about. That's close.
John, also something that could happen on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
That may be a reason.
Is it because homeless people are notorious for not cleaning off their plates and it would invite bugs?
No.
Good.
No.
That was deep.
Okay, well, let me tell you. And by the way, I know the most logical guess, of course, is trying to shove pineapples down their throats forcibly. But no, he wasn't doing that.
Dutch said that, didn't he?
Is it because if you feed the homeless, more homeless will come?
I mean, if they're really horny, they might.
That's how you get ants.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 90-year-old volunteer worker Arnold Abbott.
90.
Abbott.
Arnold Abbott. He sounds 90.
Was arrested this week for preparing. That's awesome.
Why does he have that?
Why not? Was arrested this week for.
I don't have any of my buttons.
Was arrested this week for preparing and serving a meal to a group of homeless people. He faces a $500 fine and up to 60 days in jail or a life sentence. Abbott and the two ministers whom he was arrested stand accused of violating new local ordinance called the, this is Florida, we do whatever the fuck we want law. No. Ordinance that's called effectively outlaws the distribution of food to homeless people in public places, according to Abbott said police stopped him in the act on Sunday. One of the police officers came over and said, drop that plate right now, as if I was holding a weapon. Also charged was a minister from Coral Springs and Sanctuary Church, Pastor Wayne Black. We believe very strongly that Jesus taught us that we are to feed his sheep, said Pastor Black. I'm sorry, Pastor African American. For Lauderdale Mayor Jack Sealer, a Democrat.
Jack the Ripper Sealer.
That was his wrestling name. You know him, huh? That's awesome. Oblivious to counting his coming PR disaster. Whoa! The Puerto Ricans aren't a disaster.
Well, are they?
Warned that the law would be enforced when it was passed last week from Fort Lauderdale's Local 10.
This is a new law?
Brand new.
Brandy new.
And they just assumed that he would know?
Yes.
And why would the cop enforce this?
Cops. Three of them arrested him.
That's really retarded.
You need three cops for a 90-year-old man.
That's what she said.
Whoa. That's called the police officer's ball, which is a gay porn.
There's six of them.
Just because of media attention, we don't stop enforcing the law, said Sealer. We enforce the laws here in Fort Lauderdale.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. We should start calling it Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh, audio.
No. Continuing Bob Norman investigation into the city of Fort Lauderdale cracking down on food sharing programs for the homeless. The mayor has given a stern warning about this, but tonight, one Howard organization, they're not backing down. Local 10 News investigative.
By the way, guy talking, 100% black.
100%.
You would have never guessed it. That gentleman
was going to say he had a weird inflection on his voice. Yeah. I couldn't figure out what it was.
He's black.
Of Norman Live. Now in Fort Lauderdale to explain for us, Bob.
Well, Calvin, these
that's right, Tom.
Hold on. I love
it. Los Olas Boulevard.
Oh, my God. Bob. I know that we get on things and we say it again, but I fucking love the satellite delay is worse than Skype delay. I don't get it.
It's pretty bad these
days. No, but look, Dutch.
It's really not good.
Can you count down how long from when he talks to when he answers? And also realize this.
I'll count it down for you.
This video here, when he's in the studio stereo.
This marriage here?
When they go, this is how shitty the local news is. When they go to the guy on the field, it turns to mono. You're going to hear it in your left ear. Check this out.
Yeah, we're really shitty.
Check it out.
One organization, they're not backing down. Local 10 News investigator Bob Norman live now in Fort Lauderdale to explain for us. Bob.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four. Why? How should it take that long?
Because it takes 4 seconds.
Are we started talking already? Yeah. I missed it.
Okay, you want to see what we're doing? Here we go.
Local 10 News investigator Bob Norman live now in Fort Lauderdale to explain for us. Bob.
Well, Calvin, these food sharings have been going on for years.
You hear that it's only mono now?
Yes.
I can't hear it at all.
You can't hear it? Okay.
Oh, then your earphone's blown out.
No.
Because it's only in one of mine.
It goes to
none of us can hear it. Can you guys hear it?
Yeah, yes. We can hear it. It goes to show you.
No, I'm talking about me and John.
Yeah.
John, could you hear it?
I can't hear it.
Okay, see? There you go. Thanks, Local News. And by the way, that's the video that they posted on their site. I swear to God.
But why does it
can
take...
Can you... Well, because you're sending it to...
It won't work.
Let John do the local news then. John, you know what the story is about. Just figure it out.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, hold on. Hold on. We have to go to the field with John. All right. And John, back to you.
Hi, that's right. I'm standing here on Las Olas Boulevard, the privy of where this took place. Young man, back to you, Bob.
Well, that's about as good a quality as any local news story I've ever heard.
Thank you for that, John.
All right.
Yep, it's true. They did send John to the place. Back to you, Bob.
And then Gawker wrote this story. This is the rest of the story. Abbott, who seems like a real badass, sued the city and won in 1999 when it banned him from feeding the homeless on the beach.
Yeah.
He told Khan that he's not afraid to go to court again. That's... I have
every
to
time,
read.
Every look, time look, we look can't look not.
His
do
name
it.
Is Khan.
Yeah,
his name is Khan.
Yeah, he told Khan that he's not afraid to go to court again, and
he's not afraid to kill some homeless people.
Said he'll be back on the street with food tomorrow, despite.
Oh
the
no,
arrest.
He won't.
Yes, he will.
Oh no, he won't. Wait, yeah, why? Yeah. Why are we not allowed to feed the homeless though? Seriously.
So what you're trying to say is with this new law that let's say I have a half-eaten chicken sandwich.
Yes.
I just can't finish it. I spent way too much.
You cannot give it to some, no. You can, if you're walking down Las Olas Beach, John, for example, and you accidentally
with a shotgun.
You're
walking down Las Olas Beach, and for some reason, because I don't know. You've been kidnapped. They make you eat a beach place, which is basically where the bums live.
Or how about the elbow room?
Oh, God. Okay, whatever. Any one of those shit places. Local humor, guys. Anyway.
Local
accuracy, you're walking down
guys.
The beach, and if you see a homeless man sitting there, and you go, hey, man, you want
you
the
will.
Rest of my sandwich? If a cop sees you, he can and will fine and arrest you.
But why?
No.
Please tell me the reason behind it.
Yeah, what's the reason behind the law in the first place?
Why don't they just get a snow plow and just plow the homeless out so there's no laws?
I know, right? Anarchy.
They're treating the homeless like they're seagulls. Like, don't feed them or they'll tell them we're going to show
seagulls.
Up.
They're treating them.
Nah, they're treating them like seagulls on every, like, sidewalk corner. They'd have, like, those spikes like they would on awnings so they can't, like, sit down or put their feet.
Is you know it, what he means?
Is it really to prevent more homeless people?
Yeah, here's why. Exactly, because Fort Lauderdale, this mayor, and by the way, something else that Broward does, Broward County's where Fort Lauderdale is, they pass also, they will use tax dollars to buy a homeless man a plane ticket or a bus ride to anywhere he wants to go one way so he doesn't come back. So they're basically shipping out homeless people through the country because that's how shitty it is. And let me tell you something. I went to Hawaii, and in Hawaii there is a
in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. In,
don't
Hawaii,
do that.
In Hawaii. Don't. I'm a local. In Hawaii.
Local asshole.
there's a lot of homeless people. And it's still really beautiful. It doesn't make it less awesome. And there's a lot of them. So I don't understand this shitbag, this fucking shitbag. And by the way, the weirdest part is liberal shitbag. Sits there and he's getting rid of them because the tourist dollars.
Don't feed the homeless.
Well, in all fairness, the spots where like the homeless would usually like hold up shop, just like maybe like 2 blocks away, block and a half away from Fort Lauderdale Beach, is where all the rich people are. A lot of the regatta yachts are like hanging out there too.
No, I know what you mean. Tiger Woods parks there all the time, actually.
John, don't feed the homeless.
Okay. Yeah. Please do not step on grass or feed homeless.
And also, don't make any sense.
No, but that's fucking.
And I also repair shoes.
Just don't look at them.
Not for so 90 years old. They had to arrest a 90-year-old man.
I have a question.
No.
What if John and I were walking?
John and were.
What if John and was?
Okay.
Were walking down Hollywood. And
also
no,
with
Fort
a shotgun.
Fort Lauderdale, not in Hollywood. Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, Fort Lauderdale and. John had that chicken parm that he was talking about. And
chicken
he was too,
Papa John.
He was too full
chicken
to eat it.
Chicken Papa John.
He was too full to eat you. It. And sorry. There's a cop right behind me. And
a copper.
And John says, hey, Marie, do you want to finish this sandwich? I can't eat it all.
You can't.
Now, will the cop...
You're not homeless.
How does the cop know that I'm not in my home?
Baby, seriously, you don't look homeless.
Okay, but most hipsters do.
Okay.
So,
she's got a point.
Marie's got... Oh, I see what you...
She's got a point.
That's true. So you can't feed hipsters either on the street.
Good. Don't anybody ever feed hipsters.
Hipsters are homeless, too.
Don't encourage the hipsters. Don't encourage the homeless.
Hey, you know, what's a hipster besides a homeless guy with a house? I mean, am I right, guys?
A PBR advocate.
But no, seriously, would that cop be inclined to approach me and say,
no,
hey.
He'd
question you about it.
It's a steep decline.
Don't worry, officer. I have a home. I can eat the sandwich.
But what do they think's going to happen? Like, if every place enacts this law, what, homeless people are just going to die in the streets? I don't know.
In certain cities in Broward County, they have a panhandler law. So, like, panhandlers can't be on.
You can't be within a certain amount of feet from the door.
Right.
Yeah.
From a walkway. I mean, I don't know.
From an intersection.
Right.
Well, the guy sued him back in 99.
Right.
And won, you said?
Right.
But now they still allowed the law to go through where you're not allowed to feed homeless. I really want to know what this law is about. Like, what is the reasoning behind it?
The reasoning behind it is they don't. It's in tourist areas, basically, and they don't want homeless people congregating there to get fed. And that's what it is. I mean, that's the only reason for it. There's no other reason. Mm. It's pretty simple. They don't want homeless people congregating there,
and no conjugal visits.
Is there a homeless problem in Florida?
There's a homeless problem everywhere, but yeah, Florida has
any major city has a homeless
population. Not like the really cold ones. I didn't see a single homeless person when I was in Minnesota.
All right, well, fair enough, but that's true.
They might have been
around.
Isn't
it in Sunny Isles? Isn't it underneath like one of the causeways? Isn't there like a whole homeless like housing community?
There's a huge population of homeless people in Seattle, and that's one of the wettest, most cold cities in the country. It's disgusting.
Again, homeless people are not hipsters.
I mean, are we gonna ask the guy that was homeless, or are we gonna just not?
Yeah, let's ask the guy.
I was
that's
say,
homeless.
Let's go to a resident expert here.
Yeah, you got your ticket. Comment
to paradise.
No, I did get a ticket to come back here. How do you think I got back here? I didn't have any money when I left California. I was homeless.
Yeah,
they have programs that pay for tickets to get you out of the streets. That's what they. But this is very simple. Is if you have if every week on Fort Lauderdale Beach a guy goes down there and starts setting up tables and feeding the homeless. All of those 20-year-olds with their coolers full of illegal alcohol are not going to have anywhere to sit because there's going to be it's going to smell like patchouli and cum and shit everywhere. It's not going to be pretty. You can't have that on Fort Lauderdale Beach because it's a tourist area. Like John said, Los Olas is you can't be on Los Olas. They don't want you to be there. They don't want you to do that thing because when I was homeless, that's how it worked in California is that there was this place on this street. And then, like, 3 or 4 miles down the street, there was another place that fed lunch. So you'd get up in the morning at the ass crack of dawn. You'd scurry out of whatever place it was that you were sleeping in. You'd go to this place. You'd hang out there for a couple of hours. You'd eat breakfast. You'd take a shower. Then you'd go down to the street a couple more miles. Mm-hmm. And then there's another place where you can hang out and you can play dominoes and video games if you have a TV. So there was one kid that was homeless with us that he pushed one of those little like shopping cart, but like one of those you've seen the bums with the wire fucking things behind them. He pulled one of those around with a PlayStation 2 full of games. Almost every game that you could think of for PlayStation 2 was in this man's cart.
Right.
And he would with his TV and his PlayStation 2 and he would hook it up at all these little places and let everybody play and hang out all the time. It was very easy to be homeless in Los Angeles. It was very strange.
Well, there's a lot of homeless people in Los Angeles.
There are. It's the nation's leading homeless capital, I guess you could say.
Well, I'm glad you agree with the mayor, Sean.
No, it's not that I agree with the mayor. They should be able to feed people in public, but they need to set designated areas for it. And it's first of all, this is only in public places. It doesn't mean that you can't, if you're a private church, open up your church to the homeless people.
They're just saying in public,
meal.
Like you could go into a building and feed them all day long.
You can go. You can
street.
Go into your. You can invite. You can have a thing at your church where every Sunday, because like in Los Angeles on Santa Monica Beach, there's a church that goes out to the beach, but they don't go down to the beach by the pier where all the tourists and everything are. Mm-hmm. They're on the other side of the beach, on the north side, closer to the city, in a park where they designated that area, and homeless people hang out in that park and smoke weed all day.
You know, so But do you think
I'm with the mayor on this one? This it sounds like this this 90-year-old guy has been a pain in the ass of this fucking mayor for years.
No, it's not that. It's just that
he's old and annoying.
He's no.
He should be arrested.
These people are doing
exactly. Should be executed. I'm with
he
Marie.
He should be arrested.
He's so
insane.
He's an asshole. Old. Who's like, look, we have areas for these guys to go, and you're fucking everything up, dude.
But they don't.
Okay, the guy.
Fort Lauderdale is not California. They don't have these areas.
The guy thought he was feeding homeless people. In fact, he was just feeding raccoons.
Let me explain something to you,
he's
Dutch.
He's senile.
Fort Lauderdale in Broward County is not like L.A., and Sean will attest to this. If you're homeless in L.A., it's easier to get around than if you're homeless in Fort Lauderdale. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Because there's buses and trains, and all you got to do is say, hey, man, I just got out of jail. Can I get a ride? And the bus driver's not even going to fight you.
Broward and Fort Lauderdale has the shittiest public transit system.
Oh, yeah. It runs maybe once or twice an hour.
If you're homeless,
awful.
You're going to eat wherever there's fucking food. If not, you have to take 17 buses, a fucking tri-rail, and ride a Sherpa to get to the place I'm fucking going to eat there. Fuck! Yeah. I get it. It's annoying.
And there were subways.
You better not taking the water taxi.
You take the subway. But it was real simple because everything, like in Hollywood, that's where it was, is that it on Hollywood Boulevard, there was
a stretch.
Wait,
which Hollywood?
Hollywood, California
on Hollywood Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And you would have...
Are they up to no good?
There were three places. There was one on one side, and then, like I said, about 3 or 4 miles away, there was another one, and then another third one in between those two. So you didn't really have to walk any more than 4 miles a day. Okay, I'm going to go from breakfast to this one for lunch, and then this one from lunch to dinner over here, because they serve at like 7 p.m. And then as soon as the sun goes down, you pick up your fucking, you go find wherever your sack is in a fucking bush somewhere, and you pull it out, and you get your shit together to go sleep for the night. I mean, we rolled like probably 12 or 15 deep at a time. It was a good time.
With the homeless fucking apostles.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sean. I think we should just start setting them on fire.
He didn't
I'm
say
advocating
that.
I didn't.
Sean, that's a good policy. I'm with you and Joel.
No, there is a homeless problem in this country, and there's something that,
exactly.
that people
the
don't...
Exactly. The best way to get rid of that is with fire.
No, because what I'm talking about is these were kids that I'm talking about, Joel. There are kids out there, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17
years
old.
You want to set kids on fire,
kids,
Sean?
No. These kids are out there going to sleep on the streets, homeless every night. They're fucking shacking up with dudes that are... I knew one dude that was older than me. I was 22 at the time.
Did you fuck him?
I was... No.
Shacking or jacking?
Did you fuck his delicious homeless ass?
Jerking it.
I was 20 or 21.
Did grab his homeless
dirty
ass?
First of all...
Fucking jerk his dirty cock.
Fucking dirty snowball afterwards.
Oh. Did you peel back his fucking bum foreskin and you found crumbs in there?
Okay, first of all.
You just sucked it dry.
Okay, first of all, when I do put dicks in my mouth, there's no foreskin on them.
That was
second
clean.
Of all,
that was clean.
That was clean. Right.
Thank you, Dutch. Pull that up.
Second of all,
my campaign's gonna go great.
I never fucked any dirty homeless bums. I only fucked clean homeless bums. So, what would happen is these little girls would be out there and they'd be sleeping on the streets and then they'd hook up with guys that were 25, 26, 27, but they're 12 and 13 years old, hanging out, sleeping on the streets.
Fucking homeless dicks.
There's a problem. There's an epidemic
there's a
of
problem.
Homelessness.
I'm hard and those homeless guys need to blow me. The solution is a homeless BJ. What?
So what were you saying?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the epidemic of homeless kids in Los Angeles.
I thought we were talking about love.
Mm-hmm. And then we set them on fire.
Right.
No fires, Joel.
By the way.
But I want to set a bomb on fire. Let me do it.
You know what I'm shocked by? You know what I'm shocked by? That there's not more homeless porn on the internet.
There's a lot of it.
No, there's not that much.
Joe and I got we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard. Uh-huh. Everything was on the boulevard in Los Angeles, so in Hollywood, California. Mm-hmm. So we're walking down the boulevard, and Joe and I get to the major place where they hold the American Idol final every year, the Kodak Theater.
Uh-huh.
And as we're walking up towards it, we see this bus stop at the intersection, and a guy opens the window and he yells at us, "Hey, you guys over 21? You like alcohol?" Yeah, bro. All right, so meet me across the street. So we go across the street. The bus pulls over. It's Bang Bus. The guy, like alcohol and pussy? Fuck yeah, we like alcohol and pussy.
Tell me you're in a Bang Bros.
Oh, I wish to God I was, bro. The guy goes, take a look.
It's Homeless Rainbow.
The guy's like, hey, man, take a look in the bus. So Joe and I, we look in the bus, and
There's this chick sitting in the back of the bus wearing a complete fishnet outfit.
Rosa Parks?
Double D's, and she's just sitting there fingering herself while she's sitting there in the bus. There's two other chicks sitting next to her making out, and then on the other side of the bus, the whole thing is a bar stocked full of alcohol and shit. And then, of course, there's a guy standing there in the corner creepily with a camera. So he's like, the guy that's driving is like, hey, if you two want to come on the bus and have some fun, drinks and stuff, and fuck these chicks, you're more than welcome to. Just show us two forms of government ID. I had one.
Aww.
Joe had both of his, and I had one. And I was standing there like, Joe.
Did Joe do it?
I said, Joe, please go ahead. He's like, no, bro, I'm not going to. Because it was just me and Joe that night hanging out. And we didn't. We ended up going to McDonald's to ask for people's change. And this guy gave us about $50 worth of weed.
No, but
why didn't Joe get on the bus? Because he didn't want to eat Joe. I don't know. I told him to. I said, Joe, get on the bus, please. Fuck
come
these
on,
shit.
So
Joe.
Gay.
Joe,
I'm
no.
Such a Peter Pumper.
Oh, by the way, you know what? Joe listens too, so he's gonna.
Joe, come
you are
on,
a
Joe.
Fag.
Come
Joe,
on, Joe.
No, Joe was.
Yeah, stupid
to be fair,
son of a bitch.
If you're invited onto the bang bus, you get on the bang bus.
Get on the bang bus.
I told. I wanted Joe to get on the bang bus.
You're fucking fags.
We ended up getting some weed in a McDonald's parking lot that night, so it didn't matter.
Cool story.
It was fun. It was a good time. Joe and I had so much fun.
Cool story, Hansel.
What?
All those things.
Can we not?
Dude, would you guys do it? Because now I'm thinking, I'm like, maybe that was just like they said it was bang bus, but they're actually people who like capture you for like organ parts or whatever.
Oh, that would be even better.
That's not real.
It is.
First thing that came to my head.
Go to Snopes, weirdo.
It is, but it's usually Mexicans, so you stay away from them.
Well, now I won't because I know that they invite homeless people onto the bus and ew.
Yeah, dude, that's gross. What kind of girls is like, yay, we're on the bus and fuck homeless dudes?
We don't
know.
No.
Bang bus girls.
We did not.
Did you guys look homeless?
No, we did not.
Sean, even when he was at his peak of his homelessness, I will say this about him. He never fucking smelled like shit and he never looked homeless. You would never know it.
So would you call him a sharp dressed man?
Yes, I would call him a sharp dressed bum.
And his fingernails were that of
he did have long fingernails. That is
Puerto
true.
Rican.
But he always has long fingernails. Homed or not.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
I'm just lazy.
Well, speaking of homeless.
No.
What did I do now?
I mean, we were talking about homeless men not being able to be fed. So that's a great transition to go into the Burlington man who ate at Olive Garden every day, twice a day for 7 weeks.
I put that in an update. Remember we talked about this guy was going to do it?
I do remember this story.
Yes,
this
I really like pasta bowls.
That's right.
There he is. There he is.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I remember all about
that. Is it the same guy or is it a different guy?
You read it.
All right. Well, there's a video, so I can play the video.
Yay.
Yay.
Go ahead.
Let's play the video.
Oh, that's right, the guy with the shitty... Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, go.
Don't worry about it. It's
at
going.
The Olive Garden in Burlington.
Do you want cheese on this as well?
Please.
All right. I can't hear it. Alan Martin says
sorry.
The weed staff...
Is it too low? Like
it's as loud as it goes.
The weed staff?
This is
he's
not the same guy.
He's one of the 1,000 people in the country to buy Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl pass. He's been using his a lot.
I can't believe I get to eat like this every day. This
pause?
Is great.
I can't believe I got to eat like this every day.
I mean, besides the fact that I'm just trying to do my show, man.
I really like my Texas butter
just
sauce.
Just trying to do my show, man.
Who let J.J. Stoner in that restaurant to begin with?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Does he even own shoes?
He has a pass.
At this point
I
needs to
no
let
food.
Everybody in.
He has a pass. He has a pass. Pass. He's
pass the pass.
In. He's like mayor.
Pass the pass.
He's like mayor of the restaurant with the pass pass.
P.S.
P.S.
Pasta P.S.
All right, I'm going.
Father of two loves a good deal.
It's a good
so
dick.
He knew shelling out $100 for a never-ending Pasta Bowl pass would quickly pay for itself, especially since his plan was to use his Pasta Pass every day, twice a day, for the whole 7 weeks of the promotion.
He's got his money's worth, absolutely.
He also has type 2
Olive
diabetes
Garden
now.
General Manager
it looks like he had it before he came in.
Good point. Pasta Bowl meals usually cost $9.99. So far, Martin has had 95 of them.
What?
Whoa!
He saved all the receipts.
How's he not 100,000 pounds?
We're dead.
That ate the most out of 1,000 people. You know, that'd be a good contest to win.
Why?
Why? Did you see that?
Why?
That would be a good contest to win. Why? Why would you do that?
It sounds like his wife. Why? Why are you doing this?
As a woman, I'm upset at you.
Yeah.
Just stop being fat. Stop being stupid and fat and stupid and fat.
You're so fat with your pasta pass. I'm fucking sick of it.
I don't know what's worse, your balding head or your fat, fat stomach. You're
as
so
long
fat.
As I can have some penina style.
Oh, your farts probably smell like fat.
What the? Is that even a smell?
Farts probably smell like fat. It's hilarious. What
does you know
fat
what that smell actually like? Does describe it.
Yeah.
That lard.
Like, yeah, like bacon.
It's probably smelling like, it probably comes out like Alfredo sauce because you're so fat.
You're so fucking gross.
Ew. You're greasy right now.
You sound, smell, and look fat.
Are you sliding out of your chair because of all the grease?
You fat, fat, fat.
This is not
somebody fat, fat.
You guys are so insensitive.
Stop fat shaming people, guys. Sorry, play it.
The card.
Is she a great big fat person?
By my account, he saved well over $1,000. Believe it or not, he says he hasn't gained any weight. What's
he also hasn't gained back his pride or dignity.
What dignity?
Good point.
He's eating at an Olive Garden.
Yeah, on purpose.
On purpose. Every day.
You guys remember the last time you went to an Olive Garden?
Yeah, when my grandma said, let's go get some Italian food because I don't want to make it.
I went
to 9/11
establishment in years.
I went to one for the first time in years, like 2 or 3 weeks ago for work. Hold
I
on.
Have
we
not
have
been.
A caller. Hi,
hi caller.
Caller.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rich?
Okay, so we were talking about your Bang Bus story. Apparently, Sean was telling us you guys ran into a...
We were talking about homeless people because they made a law where you can't feed homeless people in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
So, in okay. public. In public. You, yeah. can't set up like they do in Santa Monica, you know. So anyway,
right. Okay.
So then we were just telling some crazy homeless stories, and I was talking about how that one night where you and I were walking down the boulevard, and Bang Bus rolled up on us, and
we were sitting in front of Popeyes,
right?
We were trying to get some change for like pot or something.
Pot, because we ended up getting pot later in the night, but they rolled up on us first. It was just we were at the Popeyes on the boulevard where they sell all the crack and crystal meth.
Yeah.
So now, how much crack now, and crystal meth did you get?
Apparently you had to have, like, what, 2 forms of ID to get on?
It was weird. It was just, they stopped across the street. They were like, hey, you guys like beer? We're like, fuck yeah. And they're like, you guys like women? We're like, well, fuck yeah. And they're like, well, park it up, come meet us across the street. And, you know, and they pull out this camera, and the guy's name is, like, something white with steel at the end. And fucking, he's like, yeah, I'm filming porn, you know, all you guys got to do is drop all your clothes right here, you can get on this bus and fuck these girls. And we look at the bus, and there's like 3 chicks, like, all like rubbing on each other and like grinding, and we're like, holy shit, these chicks are, you know, they were like porn star hot. And, so me and Sean look at each other, but, and I don't know, I don't know what it was, but I kind of looked like, man, I am not about to do this because I'm, you know, I was just sitting in front of Popeyes, spending for like, you know, pot money. I probably hadn't showered in like 5-6 days. It's probably going to be more humiliating being on this camera than it is, you know. And then we've heard like kind of weird stories where they just drop people off in the middle of the Hollywood Hills, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, so, yeah. We heard these crazy stories where they would pick people up and they'd get them in the Bang Bus, they'd get them really drunk, and then you would wake up the next morning like on the side of the road somewhere way up in the hills in front of some, like in front of fucking somebody's mansion, and you're just with no clothes.
Well,
no,
you guys weren't
ID.
Thinking about that at the time. I'm sure you guys discussed that after the fact, but at the time, like,
at
why
the time,
did you
no.
do it, Joe?
Are you saying Bang Bus was stealing people's clothes?
I'm not sure. It was sort of like a, I don't know, I can't explain it, dude. I was just at the moment, I was just sitting there like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Well, I don't know why.
I just looked at Sean and I was like, let's go. And he was like, yeah, let's go. And we just left.
Oh, you should have done it for the story, man.
I didn't have ID, is what happened. And then Joe had the ID, I didn't. And he was like, I don't know, it's kind of sketchy. And I was like, well, you should do it. And he's like, no, it's kind of sketchy. And I was like, yeah, it is kind of sketchy because it's Hollywood. It's what, probably 2 or 3 in the morning. It's just,
I mean, you gotta remember, we're on the corner of Cahuenga and Hollywood Boulevard. It's probably the most heavily like filmed corner in the entire like block of, you know, entire strip of Hollywood.
Yeah, that
like,
entire
it's not like we're not being watched, you know.
Everybody that sold dope on that corner in Hollywood, and it was the police, which was probably the second most corrupt police department in
I know
all
what
of
happened.
California.
I know what happened. Both of you were excited because you thought it was bait bus, that thing where they get a straight guy and then they pretend it's a girl and they blindfold him.
Yeah, they blindfold him.
That's probably why we were disappointed.
Where's the fucking hot cock?
Yeah, where's the dicks? Every time we watch porn, there's dicks. There's no dicks in this bus.
So are you?
There was no dicks in that bus at all.
Were you more concerned about getting arrested, getting dropped off in Mansion Land, or
losing
just
your
losing
kidneys?
Your clothes? Like, what was your number one fear for not getting on the bus?
Well, okay, that's another thing, and I never really talk about this, but that's the other thing. Being a homeless kid, telling me to take my stuff off and leave it there on the sidewalk, that you're telling me to, like, take my house off and put it on the sidewalk and just leave it there.
They wanted you to leave your stuff on the side of the road?
Yeah, they wanted us to strip naked.
Yeah, they just wanted to leave it right there on the sidewalk.
That's why...
I'm like, I'll do it, but I'm not leaving it on the side of the road. You got to take it with me.
And it's like, we don't really have all that much. We didn't really all have that much to begin with. It was like we all shared a couple of bags and put all our shit in it collectively. Like, so it wasn't like we all really had a lot of stuff. So Joe and I to just leave what we were wearing.
I can imagine Joe and Sean with holding their clothes out the window because they're not allowed inside, but trying to fuck them. So their hands out the window, but they're fucking him like, God damn it! And they're just like, don't drop it. Don't drop my shoes. Bro, don't drop my fucking shoes.
I'm trying to hold on to these. It's the only pair of shoes I got.
Does the bang bus have to be rolling while you're fucking?
No.
I don't think so.
Is it parked?
I'm not sure.
It looks like
I haven't seen enough bang bus videos. You're going to have to give me a couple more hours.
He'll do it, too. Don't test him. It's challenge accepted.
Dude, I'm looking at it. They have a whole bunch of bang bus pranks.
Yeah, yeah, a whole bunch of that shit.
Like, where they're picking these dudes up and basically humiliating them and dropping them off. You guys might have fell victim to that.
Joe might have a couple. Joe's got a couple hours because he's a couple hours behind us, so he's got a couple hours before the girls come home. Joe, go do some bang bus research.
Go find
before
out.
Your kids come home mm-hmm. And let
we'll
us know.
We'll send you a GoPro so you can just mount it on it and just go walk in. Just we take all your clothes up, but leave the GoPro like with a headband on, so we can see what you see. We want POV,
POV of Joe's bang bus experience.
Yeah, exactly. For research, obviously.
Obviously, research.
Come
reasons.
On, 2020 and shit.
Oh,
don't do that.
Of course,
bro. Tell
Dateline, whatever.
What am I gonna do? Fap it to that? I mean, if it was like three or four dudes and like one chick, maybe.
Now it's getting hot.
Yeah.
There's not enough dicks in here yet. Keep bringing them in, guys. Keep bringing them in.
Couple more dicks.
Tell Sabrina it's all for science, bro.
A fucking dump truck full of cocks just pulling up. Beep, beep.
So,
Joe's research is going to be done on her laptop.
So, Joe, you're not homeless anymore?
Oh, absolutely not, no.
No, Joe is not. Joe has been off the street for a while. Joe is who I stayed with before I came back here.
Yeah, he was always the guy he was banging.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, wow,
I was the homeless guy sucking dick for room and board
for funsies.
I mean, I told you that in confidence.
Oh, sorry. You know, it's like if you love your job,
I'll eat a bag of dicks.
If you enjoy your job, you'll be happy every day. Sean always said.
You know, to be honest with you, hold on. The thing about that story is that I was actually surprised Sean didn't just say, man, fuck you, Joe. I'm going on this bus. Like, because at least I would have watched his stuff or something. But, like, you know.
No, it was.
But he was saying that he didn't have two forms of ID, only had one.
Yeah, they asked us for two forms of ID. And
well, I didn't have two forms. I mean.
Yeah, you did. Somehow you did.
Well, a social security card in the 90? Maybe.
Yeah.
But remember how hard I had? Remember it was like
yes,
I
remember
hard
how hard
time,
you were
like, keeping hold of my ID.
Uh huh. No, you lost your ID every other week. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He would wait. He would get an ID, lose it in like 2 weeks, and then have to wait 6 weeks to get a replacement one mailed to him because they won't give you one when you go down there. They mail it to you.
What was your mailing address?
Some drop-in center.
Street. Oh.
Oh, okay.
One of those.
Some homeless kid, shopping center, Hollywood Boulevard. That's usually what it is.
To Joe, address, Volvo behind 7-Eleven. All right, Joe, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, Joe. Thanks, man.
California correspondent, Joe. I appreciate it.
Tell Sabrina and the kids I love them.
All right, man.
Tell the Vanga boys I said hi.
Vanga boys.
Okay, I will. All right, later.
Later, Joe.
Oh, God, that was great.
God, I love Joe.
Joe rules. Oh, man. I love when we have two people that could talk about a topic that lived it. It's always great to actually have that much knowledge. You know,
exactly.
Like, it's so like, there it is. You have to, in the Bang Bus, they always play this. It gets really annoying.
I think that I was know, what caught just, our attention at first. Loose.
Oh, yeah. Take it in the ass. This, can you turn this down? Can you turn,
can
this,
you turn
down?
This down? I can't hear his ball slapping God, against my ass.
God. Come on, man. It's part of the groove.
No, what groove? You're crazy.
Turn it louder?
Well, no. Lower. Not God. It'd be crazy if every time you heard that song, now you got an erection because of it.
I have one right now.
Oh. Marie,
I remember the first over-the-pants hand job I got when I was going to Six Flags. That just reminded
me of it. Was it hot?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was in, like, eighth grade.
Hey, what was his name?
We were standing in line for, I forget, like, Mind Eraser or something like that. And, like, you know, I was standing, like, and she had her hand back, and she was, like, just grabbing my dick through my pants. And, man, that was embarrassing when we actually got to the ride because I had a boner that wouldn't go away. And I'm wearing shorts. And that song was playing. So,
Dutch, my friend. You know, I will admit, and Dutch does live in a pretty cool state, Colorado.
Indeed, he
does. I've been there. It's awesome. It's really pretty.
Beautiful. And great weather. We don't have insects.
Food's
amazing.
Food's really good, too. Pot, of course, recreationally legal there.
You get beer on stands.
Yep. Now, since Florida gets a lot of crap, as it should... I love it whenever Dutch Estate gets a little bit of flack. That way we could talk about it.
Or make fun of them for it.
There it is.
Well, not me.
Colorado elects.
All about you.
Colorado elects Obama exorcist who wants to spank transgender children.
I understand.
It makes sense, right?
I get it.
Thank good Obama. Come on. It's Obama, Obama.
Can I say how much I'm enjoying
gay porn?
How they're changing Sherry's meme there, the grandma meme, and keep adding different pictures to what she's lifting. Now she's holding Joe's cock and lifting it over her face.
Oh,
it keeps Jesus. Getting better and better.
Oh, it's Joe's dick.
She's so angry. That's the best part. It's how angry her face is. It's a great gift to Photoshop. Yeah. More
All
people
right.
should do it.
This
Sherry's a freak.
Yeah,
that's what she gets.
All right, there's a picture of the gentleman I'm talking about. The radical anti-LGBT religious activist, Gordon Dr. Chaps.
Ramsey.
Killenschmidt.
No.
Is it Kleinschmidt?
Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt? Yeah, Kleinschmidt. Won a seat in Colorado House of Representatives with almost 70% of the vote, the Whoa. Colorado Spring Gazette reports.
Oh, so he's from down here.
Yeah. The former Navy chaplain's victory was not surprising as Republicans outnumbered Democrats 2-1 margin in the El Paso County District. The notoriously anti-gay Klingsmith, what Klingsmith?
Kleinschmidt or is it
Klansmith?
Okay. Spell it.
IT. Came to national attention last year when he attempted to exorcise a demonic spirit for President Barack Obama.
Makes sense.
By the way, his nickname is Dr. Chaps for whatever reason.
He likes wearing assless chaps.
Makes sense. We pray against the domestic enemies of the Constitution, Dr. Chaps said, his eyes tightly closed, against a demon of tyranny who is using the White House occupant. The demonic spirit is oppressing us. On his Pray Jesus Name radio show, which, is, by the way, we got to get it on MLR. Pray Jesus in his name.
Praise Jesus.
Mr. Chaps regularly criticizes LGBT individuals. Last May, he responded to Maine Supreme Court ruling, which is I thought they only handle Stephen King things. That's all that's there. Allowing transgendered girl to use a bathroom of the gender with which she identifies by saying little girls should not be exposed to the little boy's parts. Talk about mental health problems.
Hold on. Now I got to start reading this.
I go to a lot of bathrooms and I don't see that many dicks, if I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm looking for them, I guess.
Really? Well, that's your problem.
Yeah, there's your first problem right there. Since you have to look for them.
Pray in Jesus Name Project website.
Is it awesome?
What the fuck is that?
Keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
I was just researching.
Since this transgender child has an identical twin brother, he said, for one of them to suddenly start dressing like a girl, it's not just a choice, but it's a demonic spirit. It's easy to say that one of those two boys is possessed by a demon. And really, what the parents ought to do is take this boy to an exorcist, take the boy to a minister, or at least discipline the boy, maybe give him a spanking. He got elected, 70%.
Well, I mean, 30% of people didn't want him.
That's pretty shitty.
I mean, not for those
30%. If he was a marijuana amendment, he would have passed.
That's true. In Florida, you would have.
Dutch, why did you vote for this guy?
Yeah.
I didn't vote for anybody because I forgot.
Oh, it's okay then. You're good.
Sean, don't lie. You and Royce have been yelling at everybody that didn't vote.
Well, yeah, because they're fucking idiots, but.
Well, I didn't know liberals were going to get elected down here, so I'm fine with it.
But really? You're fine with it? You're weird.
Not having liberals in office? Hell yeah.
No, but either one's kind of shitty, isn't it?
Yeah, they're both. That's just it. There was no libertarian candidates.
Cunts.
So,
oh, all right, Dutch.
I think I have a video of this guy.
You do? Is he awesome?
Hold on, I'm trying to get it to play through here. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Let's find out.
And go. And play.
Give me a second.
And
moderate Muslims condemn. Oh, go. He's just talking about ISIS. Never mind. I'm trying to find a good video where he's talking about. Okay.
Well, that guy sucks.
If you find it, we'll go back to it.
Oh, here we go. No. Demons of Barack H. Obama. Hold on. Let's just see what this is.
Next on PIJN News, Dr. Chaps reports on these important issues.
King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia condemns ISIS rebels as hijacking his peaceful Islamic religion. Are there moderate Muslims? I found one. Dr. Zudi Jasser is a Muslim who's taking a stand for peace.
He has his own TV show, I guess.
Are you serious?
All right, never mind.
Well, Marie, go ahead.
Well, if we're still on the topic of politics, do you want me to play the video of Tom Brokaw's phone ringing on air?
Yes, okay.
Oh, this have it pulled up? Do you want to play it? Or?
Yeah, you know what? I could play the video.
I'm Tom Brokaw, and my phone sucks.
No, he was doing election coverage. I forget for what station. Here, let me pull it up.
Does it matter? I think it was MSNBC. Looks like MSNBC's in the background of this screen cap of him wearing reading glasses and holding up the largest phone in America next to his stupid old head.
Stupid old head.
Tom Brokaw's a fucking broadcasting legend.
Was.
Is he? Because I can talk slow and deep, too.
Now Marie's a broadcast. Whoa, is there a broadcasting legend here?
I'm Tom Brokaw.
Oh, broadcasting legend.
I've been doing this for 30 years.
I want to hear Tom Brokaw and Greta Van Susteren have an argument.
No, I don't like to go on MSNBC.
She doesn't.
Only because I can't pronounce MSNBC.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds like I'm saying the U.S. Embassy. They wouldn't let me on.
Why wouldn't they let you in the embassy?
I don't know. They thought it was German or something.
But, well,
because I kept saying I want to go on MSNBC.
But
why won't you let me on MSNBC? I need to debate.
Do you want to be on MSNBC?
I want on MSNBC.
Or do you want to go to the U.S. Embassy? Which one?
I want to go on MSNBC.
I'm very confused right now.
And that's why they put me on Fox.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Oh, God damn it. Wow. Okay.
I feel like we do things just for us sometimes. I don't know if anybody finds that that is funny.
I love Greta Van Susteren Marie very much. I want to make her talk like that when we have sex.
Oh, no.
That is so hot.
All right. Tom Brokaw.
Now, as a Senate Majority Leader, if they get to a majority, and the question is, will he change? We were just talking here off the air about a lot of this is all about 2016, about how they get to the White House the next time. That's the big prize in Washington.
That's my point.
And there have been a lot of Republican senators who have hoped that Mitch McConnell will... Could that be me?
No, it's not you. It's something ambient.
No, I'm afraid it is, unfortunately. The alarm goes off, and there you are.
I thought you were a fire. Yeah.
Yes, I will remember to bring home the milk and don't worry about it, and I'll feed the dog in the morning. Just sleep in. It's going to be okay.
You know what? Hey, he went with it.
Yep, that's pretty.
I love him.
I'll give him credit, because most of the time, people are like, what? They panic. Like, he's
you said, he's a real broadcaster.
Because he's Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, he's Tom Brokaw. He's what, 9,000 years old? He was born before there were radios.
Look at his glasses. Is that the look of a man who's going to freak out over a phone? I think not.
By the way, when he dies, he's like the last of like the really professional old school broadcasters. Like, but Peter Jennings is dead.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, Walter Cronkite. And then when he goes, like, you know,
Bob Wall.
Oh, my God. I just thought of a Halloween costume and I should have done it. Walter Cronkite. You dress like Walter Cronkite, but with hold a pimp cup. That's fucking funny.
It's true.
Crunk. Why is everyone not laughing?
It's one of those things where you laugh on the inside.
Yeah, because we call those things not funny.
We also call
you have that idea, and then you wait till next Halloween.
No, I already said it.
Do
I
it.
I already said it.
Ooh, what if I dressed up like Ray Rice and I punched a bitch in the face?
Come on.
Sean, you said that you were going to do that before Halloween, then you didn't do it.
Oh, no, that's not for Halloween. He just wants to do that for fun.
Right. I wasn't Halloween. Christmas? Can I do it for...
in the face because she was a pussy!
See? That chick knows what I'm talking about.
She knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Speaking of that, of fucking riding the pussy, Marie sent me this story.
What? Fucking riding the pussy!
You're not supposed to read my blog post about fucking people in the pussy.
No.
Whoa!
Not that story.
Oh.
The actual video.
That's coming up after the break.
Uh-huh. All right, little kid at Giants parade yells "fucker" right in the pussy.
Oh, now, I didn't send that. Sean sent that.
I love
Sean,
this.
Is that you?
John hates it, but sorry, I love it.
Yeah, I found this.
Sean sent me this.
Sean found this because Sean was giggling like a schoolgirl for 3 hours.
Yeah, but
keeping telling us to all look at the stupid video.
I'm playing it right now. Okay, I'm pulling it up now. Apparently, it was the Giants World Series.
The World Series, yeah. The Giants won the World Series.
Okay, now everyone, I'm gonna. Everyone keep an eye
on here. Let Sean set this up since Sean thought it was so funny.
Okay. This is fantastic. So the Giants, we all know, won the World Series, big blah, 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 blah. They have their parade in San Francisco. So here we have a reporter who's interviewing a couple of girls, some teenage girls, asking them who they're out there to see. And a boy who looks like he's about somewhere between 10 and 12.
10 or 11,
yeah. Just... kills it, bro.
Okay, here we go.
Fucking
ready?
Kills
everyone
it.
Ready? Everyone ready?
Okay, with a little rain?
Yes. Yeah. So we're excited.
All right.
We're prepared with umbrellas.
Who are you waiting to see? Who's the one person? I see a lot of panda hats everywhere I go. Is he the guy you want to see?
No, we want to see Joe Panda.
Oh, my. Fucking nailed it!
Now, you ready? The girls laugh. By the way, that motherfucker got those two chicks to fucking laugh. He's a baller.
Do you see him?
He's a baller.
Did you see? I love the lead up to it because you see the little kid. He's like, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. And then he pops his head in there and he's like, fuck it right in the pussy. Boom, and I'm gone. Oh, I love it. I've been laughing for the past 3 days uncontrollably. It's the best thing ever.
Because the first word of his sentence was fuck, that newscaster has really slow reflexes to not be able to take the microphone back immediately. He left it on the little boy so he can get his whole sentence in.
Yep.
I'm sure he thinks that bit's great too.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
I see a lot of panda hats everywhere I go. Is he the guy you want to see?
No, we want to see Joe Panda.
Those two girls started cracking up. They didn't give a fuck that they're on TV.
Well, obviously some Giants fans aren't behaving themselves. We apologize for that. I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you very much.
If I were being interviewed and some
Tom
kid...
Brokaw would have handled that a lot better, sir. Watch that video.
Probably.
Yes, that's how you handle a mishap on air.
Royce, well, apparently these gentlemen wants to fuck her right
not
in her
just
pussy.
In her pussy, but right in her pussy.
Wants to expletive her right in the expletive.
Back to you, Bob.
No, but if I were being interviewed, like especially if I were a teenage girl being interviewed.
You're a teenage girl? Hot.
Yes.
I would. When did you marry a teenage girl?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you tell me?
You guys play like that weird role play stuff?
Nah.
Where you...
Nah.
Eh.
Nah.
I've never heard it.
We're too intelligent to do that stuff.
And I hear everything.
Anyways, if I were one of those teenage girls, I would probably giggle too, because what else are you going to do?
Yep.
I mean, it's fucking hysterical.
That has,
you okay
Christmas
with a little rain?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are they? What were they supposed to do? Get offended and go, oh, well, I never.
Yeah, so we're excited.
I hope he wasn't talking about
me. Who are you waiting to see? Who's the one person? I see a lot of panda hats everywhere I go. Is he the guy you want to see?
No, we want to see Joe Panda.
Crushed it,
Dutch,
bro.
I want that drop, please.
It's
a little muffled, but I'll see what I can do.
I want that to be that kid's thing, and I want him to show up in other news
other
interviews.
Videos, yeah.
Just, that's his thing.
He couldn't have planned, timed, or done it. The girls' reactions are priceless because they don't...
They start laughing immediately because they know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just.
Even the newscaster smiled. Like, he wasn't even pissed. He was like, all right.
Because of the little kid swearing about sex. It's hilarious.
It is.
What is not funny about that? The whole entire premise is funny.
When did this first start? What was it, a year ago? 2 years ago?
A while ago.
Yeah, a while ago. Yeah, John, do you know when it started?
It happened a while ago, but it didn't. I think it happened maybe like a year ago, 2012, 2013. And it didn't really get any like recognition or anything for whatever
reason. I mean, doing it for a while, and then that went viral, and then the whole thing just kind of took off.
Have you ever done it, John? Why don't you do it? Do it on news for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to be like, fuck a ride in the pussy, hippo juice, nigga, and run away.
Yeah, but John would have to be dressed up like a little boy.
No, what you got to say is fuck her right in the hippo pussy.
Oh, there you go.
That's too wordy.
It is pretty wordy.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah, too wordy, and you can't have too many syllables because the second you say it, they either pull the mic, punch you in the face, or they cut to something else.
You have to keep it short and sweet.
I guess you're right. They're not punch you, I don't think.
I'm waiting for a news reporter to do it, and then outrage, and then he ends up like losing his job.
I definitely want to do it. If there's ever a live feed, I'm definitely doing it.
What, punching somebody who says it?
No, fucking someone right in the pussy.
Aw.
What if you're fucking somebody right in the pussy while yelling, fuck her right in the pussy?
I say there should be something where there's a girl fucking getting fucked in the pussy, and then they just go, back to you, Phil.
That kid should have a scene in Bang Bus where he runs in. Where he runs in and sorry, you just totally.
I'm very sorry. My fault.
I can start a new one.
Thank you. Sorry.
I
it's like something stuck like a spoke in the front tire of your bike.
I know.
Hey Royce, how about this one? Next time I get like in front of a news reporter on the street, I just say, "Gooser and the Gander."
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice. Time
for the Rage. The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Well, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my
head,
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game or chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football where you can compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns. Or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft and start in the sit-in during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I was hanging out with this girl I met, but I couldn't fuck her because her pussy was sore from some kind of surgery.
What?
Yeah.
What?
But
her pussy was sore because of the surgery, or she had surgery on her pussy?
Apparently she had stitches or something. If I fucked her, they would have broken off, but I don't know, something like that. Don't spit it out. Don't spit it. So I ate her out.
I just looked at your fucking monstrous penis and was like, I can't know. Have that thing in here. That's impossible.
I don't know, but she also had a hairy asshole, because I ate that too. Why wouldn't I?
She had a hairy asshole?
German girl, yeah. Hair all over her puss and ass.
Oh, my God.
Wispy hairs all over her asshole, all around.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh. Wispy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
Like, unpubic-like.
You know, like those, you know the mustaches that curl up, like the Luden's cough drop package?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Like, they were really wispy. They were like curly cuey. They were actually like,
no, if they were
blew
just like
on them, they would ruffle.
Yeah, yeah.
They would
like yeah.
That's fucking gross. Why did you like?
It was like crabgrass blowing in the wind.
It
was really bad.
Why did you so, curl them up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, make
I didn't have time to play with their asshole hair. I just got it over with.
She might have liked it.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
At Home Depot, we value the personal touch. Sure, Lowe's may have robots, but we know there are some things machines can't do.
We came to Home Depot to renovate our kitchen, and things got a little heated. Hey, I really like this bamboo floor.
Of course you do. He loves everything Asian, especially the girls he looks at on his porn.
Excuse me?
Clear your history, Ben. You're not the only one who uses that iPad mini. That's someone's daughter. What if her daughter were Asian?
How would our daughter be Asian?
Well, we could adopt if you weren't so selfish.
Okay, so if you're asking me if I want to fuck my hypothetical Asian daughter, the answer is no. Home Depot, I don't want a fucking Asian daughter.
Right here.
Guys,
Guys, forget about the bamboo. Sure, it's good with the humidity, but wood flooring is barely better than a carpet when it comes to a bathroom. Let me show you some ceramic tiles I think you'll both agree on.
Yeah, let's do it. Doug was great, and the bathroom is beautiful.
So you don't wish we'd gotten that copper sink?
Not as much as I wish you hadn't given a hand job to my best man on our wedding day.
For the last time, we were not married!
Is that the only one? How many hand jobs did you give out that
day? I don't know. Let's count them up.
Right? Okay, great. Let's do it.
Fine.
Two? Three?
Maybe.
Who else?
Hey,
let's take a look at some paint swatches and think about freshening up that kitchen.
Great. Yeah.
What if you take a spring grass and lay it right in here on tournament field?
Oh, wow. That looks great together.
I'd go with that.
Let's talk backsplash.
Hey, this is H. Sean Benjamin, and you're listening to More Lick Radio. I mean, like, more like radio, not lick. Oh, shit. Forget it.
Thought she was grand. Fell in love. Found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued.
All right, back live on Hippo Juice, second hour. That was your good friend, H. Sean Benjamin. Best friend, I would say.
What was that bit from?
John Oliver did a fake Home Depot commercial because Lowe's is coming out with these robots that you could just like walk in and they'll take you to the aisle. And his joke was that people go, the reason that we need real people at department, like home improvement stores, is because they save marriages by distracting people when they start fighting. And it's true. If you've ever been with somebody like to like a Home Depot, you will, or IKEA, or any place like that where you have to make home decisions, it's the easiest way to start a fight.
It's hilarious.
You know, so
that's an interesting point.
It's true though, because it'll start as
Are you saying instead of having to go to marriage counseling,
to
I should
Depot.
Just do some home renovations?
Yeah, because if you walk in like the Home Depot...
Can we not do that? Because I'm not finishing any of these renovations that we started.
Sean, will you finish my backsplash for me?
No!
I'm done fighting with my husband.
The last time I did that... Neither one of you were satisfied with the outcome of the work.
Well, because I told you weren't doing the grouting
you
right,
You kept
Sean.
Coming on the walls.
But I told you
wrong,
that's how
you
I do this.
You kept coming on the walls.
I told you it's supposed to be white, off-white, white, off-white, eggshell, off-white, tan.
My
that's
semen only
order.
Comes in semen-flavored colors.
You weren't doing it right, and it was upsetting me.
I tried. That's what should matter.
It's How about true. The fact that, like, in by no later in 2 years, like, a lot of these fast food restaurants are going to have, like robots and automated,
a lot of them
like,
do
touch
now.
Pads.
Yeah, a lot of them do now. A lot of them, got, just because, you know, a computer could do the job.
Pretty much every job is
Which
full of robots because they're all slaves to the corporate machine. Fuck you.
Well, I'm not worried about that. Sean and I don't like robots for different reasons. His is a slave to the corporate machine. Mine is...
I got molested by a robot.
That's another reason. Also, I'm more worried about them becoming self-aware a la the documentary Terminator, where they're going to come to life, take over the system, and before you know it, these McDonald's robots are going to be poisoning our hamburgers, and we're all going to be dead. Is that what you
I
want?
I don't know why we don't have grocery stores that have just all self-checkout lines and, like, four security guards. Like, why?
I know.
Why do they have any
I want someone to
that?
Fucking bag my shit for me.
I want to feel rich.
I'm not working two jobs.
Paper or plastic.
It makes so much more
Wally.
Or do you need any stamps or garbage bags?
Listen,
or in this case, it'd be Walmart.
Listen, I'm a regular average Joe, and sometimes I want to feel above someone else.
You want to look down at them. Take my bags, peasant.
That's why you go out to eat.
That's what S&M is for.
Yeah.
Bring me my soda, slave. That's the only reason why anybody goes out to eat.
You have two refills.
I mean, everyone does. Everyone does seem to get annoyed because I clap at the waiter. Uh-huh.
Would anyone like to look at the dessert tray?
Are you a pleasure model?
Have any of you guys done my move?
What's
I
that?
Have.
Break up with somebody
the
fourth
grader. Oh.
Dine and dash.
Oh God, yes.
I've done it.
And then holding your
I
hand
hate
up.
That.
When
I hate it. I
long.
Hate it so very, very, very,
me,
very
me,
much.
Me,
have we talked about that on the air?
Yes, we have. And every
ooh,
time it
Ms. Schmidt,
makes
Miss Schmidt, ooh, yeah. me, Miss Schmidt. Oh,
that's
aww.
What I do when I want to get the waiter's attention.
I immediately
attention.
Started apologizing for him when we were out. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Marie so was like sorry. Giggling, but like Royce was just put his
why?
Head down.
I'm like, why?
Waiting
I'm like,
forever,
why?
And I just had my hand up.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
And then when it took too long, I put my other hand up to hold it, like to arrest it.
I hated it so much. It was so annoying.
Mom.
I've done that at bars when like they have like the underdressed old lady that like thinks that she's still hot, and I'll be
Mama.
Royce, remember I did it before at JP Mulligan's?
Plowing over it.
No, he can hear it. Go ahead. Yeah, I remember you did that. That's right.
I was like, Mom, Mommy, Mama, Mom.
Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Mom.
Because she had big boobs and she has she's a MILF.
Mommy. Steve. Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Mommy.
Mama.
Mama.
Damn. Damn.
Mom.
Mom.
Steve.
Mom.
Steve.
I cut mine off because I was starting to annoy myself.
Norm!
Hey, excuse me, can you read that, Sean? Sean just read something for me. Go ahead. On Facebook.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time for this. Go ahead.
We have time. Go for it.
Read it. Come on, quick. Get it out.
That, it says, hold on, I got to find it now. I just got to scroll back down. I don't know how to do that.
Hit there's a button that says print screen.
This one?
You hit it, and it prints the screen.
Oh, screenshot added to your Dropbox.
What are you doing?
Good.
Okay, go ahead.
That Royce guy is really just the fucking worst. Why are my friends associating with this douche?
Who said this?
I'm going to remember that. Remember that while ago when I talked about this girl, this feminist freaked out on me because I was just talking about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Vaguely remind me.
Oh, that was that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So apparently, I don't know what I'm doing to these people, but to this person, but she doesn't like me. It basically was something simple. We were just having a normal discussion because an article came out about Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, when we talked about it on the show, Dutch, because they called the girl a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, look, how about this? We'll get back to it after this. We had a planned segment. I'm sorry to come. I promise it will. But we do have on the phone right now the winner of the eating challenge. I think both of them, actually. I'm not sure, though. Ramcat Jackson, sir, are you there?
I'm calling now.
Oh, you're sir? Calling him now.
Hello, Mr. Ramcat Jackson.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, there's a Buttercup Sunset as well?
Yeah.
There is a Miss Buttercup Sunset and a Mr. Ramcat Jackson. Hello, guys.
Hey.
I love.
Oh, guys, you don't have to do video. We won't see you.
Yeah.
Not on this computer.
Nope. So.
Preesh.
Anyway.
Totes preesh.
But yeah, you can end your video. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so we talked about this last week, this eating challenge and the FIFA challenge. For all those you don't know, I lost an eating challenge to the very slender, by the way, Ramcat Jackson, which really bothers me.
He is a handsome, slender man.
I lost the eating challenge of a kitchen sink waffle. And then Sean, not to be outdone in being a loser, about top 3% on the world in FIFA, decided to play Ramcat, who was not very good. And he lost to him because the bet was if you lost, you would also have to drink this disgusting,
delicious,
disgusting soda.
Delicious. Let's see if we can make sure that they're about even. That's what we're starting with, pumpkin pie?
Okay, so the flavors of these sodas, oh God, are pumpkin pie, the first one we're drinking, and the second one is sweet corn.
All right.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Oh, pumpkin pie.
If I had my druthers, I would definitely go with the pumpkin pie.
All right, yeah, pass that.
We have to do, see, the thing is, go ahead, Ramcat.
You guys gotta savor this, number one. You gotta smell it to let us know what it smells like, because it probably doesn't smell like what it says on the label. It probably smells like something completely different,
right?
AKA awful shit.
Yeah. So
what's the brand of the soda again?
Ramcat, you want to say what brand it is?
That's Lester's Fixins. Come get your fixins.
Yes. You're going to come get your fixins. So you know we've had experience with Lester's Fixins before. If you don't remember, the YouTube video's up there. Me and Sean also lost another eating contest, and I had to drink the peanut butter and jelly one.
Should I turn my webcam to Sean? No.
Yeah, go ahead. And if you remember correctly, I think Sean described the peanut butter and jelly one as smelling like, or tasting like, salty grape.
It was awful. It was pretty awful.
Right? No, I thought you guys' description was it tasted like,
oh, that was mine, yeah.
A fourth grader puked up a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And then you had to drink it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So, let me smell we have the pumpkin pie right now in our glass here. We're going to smell it.
Hold on.
Oh, God!
Oh, it smells like, it doesn't even, it smells like a cinnamon candle.
It smells like somebody filled a pumpkin with turpentine.
Oh, did they, where did they make this?
Oh, God, smell, Marie, smell.
Oh, my, it smells like
bath. See, I'm not exaggerating.
Bath and Body Works lotion.
Smell.
It just smells like pumpkin pie.
Oh, fuck no, your face, doesn't. Marie. No,
you're the worst person.
Fuck your face, you
It
liar.
Smells like delicious
this
pumpkin pie.
This smells like...
Okay. Guys, I like pie.
And just, you know, carbonated format. Mm-hmm. Carbonated liquid pumpkin pie format. It's fine.
Remember that scented shit you wanted to make? Placented? Right. Placenta?
Right.
Put some cinnamon in it, and that's what this smells like. Placenta and cinnamon.
That's my favorite Yankee candle this holiday season.
The placented cinnamon?
Yes,
it's gonna be delicious.
Okay. Oh God, man. Okay. Oh, well, we're gonna.
I hate my life.
By the way, the rules are we have to drink the whole thing. So what we did is
you can see
Cheers.
Me.
And
hold on. What's your method? Do you think it's better just to chug it?
I'm chugging this shit.
We have crackers here too to cleanse our palate.
Oh yeah. Sodas. Here, let me see that because I was. Let me see one of these.
They
I was drinking
soda
coffee.
Cracker. These babies got fucking soda crackers.
No, it's so you can cleanse.
Marie's calling you out.
It's so you can cleanse your palate and get the actual taste because this is how they do it at food
this
taste
how the
testing
pros do
places.
It. Where is it Ramcat, Buttercup? I think you guys should be the ones to call how this should go down. Since
well, this is his rule. His rule was we had to, each of us had to taste each one because one can't have the better one and one can have the worst one. That's why we split it.
Right. And
you both suffer equally. You both have to savor. You just can't chug the drink. We have to have play-by-play commentary from Dutch and Marie.
Okay.
Okay.
In regards to facial expressions.
I'm not happy.
How many times they almost throw up.
Okay, well, Royce is gagging right now, thinking about it.
I'm smelling it, and it's really bad.
For the record, I used to like Mark. I used to like Ramcat. He was a nice guy.
Yes.
But
play-by-play.
I used to have faith in the human race.
I used to.
Well,
I thought this guy was
going
to be the one.
I would like to say that Sean has a look of fear in his eye and a look of apprehension and a little quiver in his lip.
A little shame.
Royce just doesn't look like he's going to make it.
All right, I'm going to try. Here we go.
By the way, is Ustream down?
No, Ustream's up.
Ustream? Okay,
your stream's down.
Oh, what about my
for you,
stream?
It's fine. Anyway, all right, here we go. Ready?
All right.
One,
I hope
two,
you're happy.
Bottoms up, guys.
We have to
drink
sip?
Away.
You know, he said we can't
chug
it.
Oh, Sean's already chugging, Royce.
Oh!
Royce.
Num, num, num.
Oh, it tastes like a candle peed in my
all
mouth.
Right. I would... I would say I would say Sean took it like a champ because he actually took a big gulp. Royce took a little itty bitty, like he might as well have pinkies out, just like the
Jesus.
Littlest baby sip, and then immediately gagged.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, it doesn't taste like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I do not envy either of you two right now.
Oh, I take it back. It's not even cinnamon. It's just nutmeg. I want everybody to go into the kitchens.
It's just nutmeg.
Go into your kitchens and dump.
In large quantities? I just want to make sure of that.
Oh, if you guys go in your kitchens right now, you can make this. Get water.
Is Royce throwing up right now?
I think so.
He left.
He's out there. He's getting a bag.
He only had like a sippy sip.
Yeah, he had a baby sip. He's getting a giant bag so he can vomit into it.
He has a bag. Okay. He has
Royce,
a baby tummy.
Sean is almost
God
finished.
God damn it. I
Sean
really,
is almost
I
finished.
Fuck you, Sean's almost finished.
Well, Sean's almost finished.
Sean's
homeless. He used to eat semen.
Sean is almost finished.
It wasn't really eating
I
semen.
Would like to take a sip of Royce's because I want to be an unbiased opinion.
No. Oh, that's the listen.
No?
You guys need to do something nice for Marie because I wouldn't even do that.
No, I really do want
to
taste
Marie
it.
Marie wants to though. She wants to give us a context on whether or not these guys are being pussies or not.
You guys are the undisputed champ talking too, by the way.
Just go ahead and put a whole bottle of nutmeg in your mouth and swish it around with a little bit
that's
of water.
That's what it is. Like it's water. It's water and nutmeg sitting in water.
Oh, this is just...
It's not as strong as I would have hoped it
fuck
to be.
Fuck you! How is this not... How is that that disgusting?
Oh, it's... Oh!
In that...
It's carbonated and I'm burping! Oh, I hate my life!
What I meant to say was, I do feel there is a strong taste of nutmeg and then an aftertaste of water. There's a very weird gap in between where it's just... It's like, I don't even know if it's a soda.
Can you see this, Ramcat?
All right.
I don't like you.
So Sean finished his first. Bravo, Sean.
Oh, it's going to be 9-0 next time.
Come on, Royce, you big pussy. Let's do it.
Bravo, Sean.
I promise you 9-0.
So,
I want to make another movie.
I don't know why Royce is being such a baby about it.
This is what he does. He's good. He'll be all right.
Pussy ass, coward ass, pussified pussies.
Sean, would you like to bring your glass back over here so I could start filling with the round two, which is the sweet corn soda?
Not really, but I'm gonna.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
I'm gonna.
I don't like this anymore.
I'm gonna.
This isn't fun anymore.
That's fun for me.
Hey, you.
It gets to be my birthday every month at Moxie shows from now on. Fuck
Ram Cat and Buttercup, is this fun for you guys?
Oh, this is great, and I'm not even seeing anything yet.
It's recording. Don't worry. It'll be
pulllikeradio.com/live if you guys are listening in your cars or whatever, and then just hit the Ustream video button at the top there, and you can see it.
Excellent.
Oh, this looks like urine, and I've drank urine before. Royce can attest to that. He was
Jesus,
there.
Why?
All right. Sean has already refilled up with the sweet corn soda while Royce is still trying to finish up the...
How much do you have left there, buddy?
I would still say he's only had about half of what he's been served.
Can I get another one of those crackers so I can actually be fair and taste this shit?
The problem is that I puked a little bit in the bag, so now I'm smelling the puke, and so I'm not hungry is what I'm saying.
This is going to be the best second hour we've had in a long time.
You guys up over there?
Yes, we are still here.
Okay.
They're here.
Royce, I really feel like this would not be as bad if you just, chugged it.
If I chug it, I'll vomit.
Well, just get it over with. I'm probably going to vomit either way.
Oh,
this chug,
Bryce.
Chug.
This is going to be great.
Chug. 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 Chug.
Chug.
Chug. Chug.
Yeah.
There it is. You didn't even swallow. You just spit it right back out.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, it's so bad.
Sorry.
You can't.
Hey, nice gift from Mole, by the way, who's doing the pink guy one. That's really good.
Yeah.
I would like to say, Royce, if you would be so kind as to not throw up around the electronics.
No, he's good. He's doing well.
Royce left.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
All right, Sean, your turn.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Sean. How?
Drink.
Hold on.
He's
getting another cracker.
Oh, man. Clear the palate out here.
These guys are not...
You eat a cracker so you can taste it. Oh, it's going to be so bad.
Sorry about that.
No, you're doing fine, bro. Don't worry about it. This is...
Royce is just crying and saying I'm sorry at this point.
Dude, if you're going to... on mic. Like, come on.
Look. Oh,
he spilled it all over himself. Joel is saying...
Fuck!
Joel is saying at least complain on mic.
Yeah, if you're gonna puke on mic, dude, you have to
go. No, I went to get paper towel because there was vomit
the
near the fucking wires.
Jesus.
So
it's not even vomit. You just spit it back out.
It's fucking. It's so bad.
I don't even know if it went down your esophagus to classify it as vomit.
Yeah. When it goes halfway down, yeah.
how much did Royce actually drink?
This is still left.
Give me!
He's gonna do it.
He's drank about one fourth of it.
Don't breathe. Just like it's alcohol.
Just do it. Just down it. Yeah.
You don't breathe when you take shots. Just.
Oh, it really does look like pee. Oh, I see it. Look
yeah.
at that.
It looks like so much urine, and this is not good.
It's unusual. Just think of it.
This is what I take for my movements.
Oh.
Now, that I would say was throw up.
Yeah, it was a little bit of vomit. There was definitely vomit in that.
I definitely saw him swallow that, and then it came back up.
Yeah, he's taking it like a champ, though. He's still here.
I'm watching this on Ustream, and it is amazing with Royce's almost throwing up face and Sean biding his time with the urine glass. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sean, you don't even need to drink it until Royce
right
is finished.
I'm getting
putting it down.
Oh, so
I
tried it. Sweet corn yet?
I'm not going to bitch out. I'm going to fucking do it, okay? I always keep my bets, but it's fucking... This is I hope the sweet corn's not going to be better.
Yeah, what does the sweet corn smell like? Is that any better?
Let me finish this before you describe it.
It smells like...
It smells better.
Right, if you take a old corn... If you take some corn on the cob, right? And you chop all the corn off of it...
Roy, stop coughing for a minute. Sean's trying to explain this.
And then you put... then you put that corn cob into a thing of water and boil it. And then you add like 17 gallons of butter on top of it. Yeah! Oh, that... I think I might rather drink urine.
So in a nutshell, farts.
Apparently, I ate a protein bar before the show.
Yeah, remember when you ate that protein bar before the show?
I'm looking at it. It's really nice. Now you know when it gets in your nose? You know when vomit gets in your nose?
Awesome. I would describe the way the sweet corn soda smells like would be a lot of sugar and piss.
Yeah.
Okay. Corn, I want this over with.
Like, everybody at home, pee into a glass real quick and then get the nearest bag of sugar, dump all of it into the glass. Make sure there's still liquid in there. You don't want to oversaturate it with sugar. But
I saved the littlest, tiniest, biggest sip for me because, again, I want to see what this fucking tastes like.
Oh, this is not good.
I'm curious, like a cat.
I'm telling you.
Like all the cats that are throwing up in our chat right now. I am curious like them.
Thank you, Maul. I need that.
Jesus.
That's the cutest gif I've ever seen.
Kitten's throwing up is adorable.
Look at the picture of the cat with the little squishy face.
Kitty's like,
I love how the two cats are just like, what's going on, bro? Are you okay?
Are you going to eat that?
What's on the left?
Hey, Royce, are you going to eat the rest of that protein bar?
All right, I'm going to smell it.
All right. You guys.
Can you smell right now?
Not
you
much.
Want a cracker to cleanse your palate,
He's just going to throw it up.
Yeah, it's going back up.
He's going to throw that cracker right up.
The listeners don't know that.
Yeah, they do.
There's vomit in my nose.
It's okay, bro.
If there's one thing we've learned from Royce drinking Lester's fixins, y'all get your fixins, is that Royce is y'all going to get you thrown up later.
I'm so glad we're not standing in the middle of Ramcat's kitchen right now, because that's where we did the last one.
This is worse. This is worse.
This is way worse.
This is worse.
I
will have a bukkake of peanut butter and jelly soda on me than have that fucking pumpkin pie again.
Well, it's...
That could be arranged.
Oh, God. That could be arranged. I like this guy.
All right, so we would say that the first pumpkin pie soda was for Royce losing the eating contest, and we'll say the sweet corn soda was for Sean losing the FIFA contest.
Thanks, Iran. Pieces of shit.
Thank you, Iran. Sweet corn soda. Round two, go ding.
Oh, God, here we go. Fucking corn piss. Oh, there's just too much butter smell. I can't... Ah!
Sean, do you need a barf bag?
No,
Is it better or worse than the pumpkin this is not... pie? Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Okay, Sean is now convulsing.
It's like Nebraska pissed in my mouth.
It tastes like somebody pickled corn and semen.
This is not good.
All right. I'm going to sample what these guys are sampling.
Nine to nothing. I promise you. I swear to God, I'm going to embarrass you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, it's
not. Are you fucking joking?
I don't know what you guys are
talking
about.
Do you, like, drink garbage water on the regular basis? Like, this doesn't affect you at all.
Well, I'm not going to do that shot.
You know what? I see what Marie's doing. She knows it's bad.
This one's worse,
but she doesn't
ever
want to get in a situation where she has to do this.
I think the smell is what makes it
this
so
one's much worse,
worse,
right? It's the butter smell, right? It shouldn't smell like butter, right?
No, it's
soda shouldn't smell like butter. Soda shouldn't smell like fucking
sweet
butter.
Corn?
That's a crime against nature.
Yeah, but
it's as if it were like a liquid candy corn, guys.
No, well, yeah, and who eats candy corn?
Well, I had some the other day.
Well, yeah, because you're fucking something.
I have my eyes are watery.
Guys,
there's vomit in my nose.
You know what the difference is?
My mouth tastes like Thanksgiving vomited in it.
Here you go, brothers.
The difference is women know how to swallow.
Fuck you and your cracker.
Hey, that's racist, bro. I look like that. I can't.
Hey, while you guys are intermittently dry heaving and regurgitating fluid, what other flavors did Lester's Fixins have for you that you decided not to go with?
Bacon. I'm so glad the ranch didn't happen.
Ranch was sold out. We were going to do that.
Oh, I'm so glad that didn't happen.
About the ranch.
They could have chosen from bacon, buffalo wing.
Oh, this is so awful.
Or ranch. Because they've already had peanut butter, and then we got the pumpkin pie and sweet corn.
Oh my God.
So they skipped all the savory sodas and went for the sweet sodas.
Gotcha.
Do these people like sell well? Like, I can't imagine.
Can you guys stop yelling?
Central Florida sales have gone up almost 1,000% in the last 2 months.
It's a novelty thing, right?
I fucking hate you. I hate you,
I hate you, funny piece of shit.
I hate you.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about. I'm going to take another sip of this delicious sweet corn soda.
Fuck yourself.
What's the name of the company one more time?
Lester's Fixins.
Lester's. Here we go.
Lester's Fixins. Y'all get your fixins.
Oh, more money Lester's in the last fixins. 2 months.
Royce and Sean get their fixes.
Are you guys gonna have any more of that sweet corn soda?
I'm gonna. Yeah,
I got. Fuck yourself.
I got a little bit. You guys see that? I got a little bit more here. A little bit.
Because, you know, this is actually starting to grow on me.
Oh, no, belting. Right? Oh.
Don't belt. It's going to be worse. You need a bag.
Oh, it's like I ate dessert before dinner.
I'd offer you my bag, but it has an half-eaten protein bar and cracker in it.
You're going to eat that protein
they have,
bar?
They have a Melba's Fixins, which is strawberry and cream soda, peaches and cream soda, lemon meringue pie. That's normal.
Those sound amazing.
It's sweet and delicious.
Royce, you know, you don't need to yell.
See, what I personally think is that Grandpa Lester ended up losing the taste buds in his mouth, the use of his tongue, so he just decided to go crazy while Grandma still has her palate intact.
Right.
Which is why she's got all the delicious flavors that we are never, ever going to try, because Royce and Sean will lose every single time they have an eating contest with me.
Now, Ramcat, how are you planning...
Ah, it's so gross, I'm done!
How are you planning on continuing this winning streak?
Can we see this?
Yep. Sean finished his.
Oh, that's. Oh.
Yeah, Royce threw up the rest of his.
He'll be all right. He's fine. He's fine.
Did he go back to the bathroom?
He's dumping out all the throw up that he just made.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
He could not keep it down to save his life.
No, there was a lot of throw up in that bag.
I mean, I will give him this. He put all of the soda in his mouth.
To be fair.
Enough.
To be fair, I have an ironclad stomach.
I was gonna say, Roy's didn't realize that that's such a weak stomach.
I do.
Yeah, he's not. He's never been.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of bad things.
I would rather drink the peanut butter and jelly again if I had to. Out of the three,
I'd rather have 17 more 9/11s.
They have a coffee flavored soda.
Shut up, Dutch.
I'm drinking my coffee now.
You're not helping. So, I don't know what to do. I can't even talk. My throat is numb.
Andy threw up.
Sorry, guys. There's a wire.
Yeah.
No, there it's all right. There we go.
We'll stop losing bets.
We're back. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Oh. All
right. Now I'm burping it.
Two sodas down. Two losers are in pain.
Oh, this isn't fun. I know.
So, yes, Ramcat, how do you plan to continue your winning streak?
Well, I do believe firmly in defending my championship whenever it is called out. And so anytime Sean and Royce want to try to say that I can't finish a game of FIFA without winning or can't eat this plate of food or this or that, I am down for a challenge any day of the week. I'm throwing the gauntlet out there. Just saying. Hashtag listen.
Okay, you know what? I'll fuck this.
Do it on the show.
I'll challenge you again. I'm a masochist. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna win.
You want to taste ranch soda?
I want him to taste ranch soda.
Hey, can I play their commercial? It's like a 50-second TV spot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure.
They have a commercial.
Lester's Fixins. Let's see it.
Budget for that?
Oop, hold on a second.
No. Now he's doing good. He's doing
wrong. I'm on the wrong computer. Give me a second. I apologize.
You're gonna be fine. Just you know.
I don't think I am.
Do your thing. No, you're gonna be fine, bro. You'll be fine. We'll eat some tacos later.
I don't want to eat tacos later.
Are you sure?
I don't want to eat anything later.
You want to eat my box later?
No, maybe. Haven't decided yet.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
So there's another. This isn't going to stop. You're going to keep challenging him.
The Lester's figs are up 2,000%.
You're going to keep trying to outbeat him in eating a large plate of food. You're never going to win.
I burped. That was awful.
You need to figure out a different kind of challenge, because the eating challenge, you're not going to win.
Oh, this is just bad. This tastes awful.
Hold on a second. He out ate you? Is that what happened?
Phrasing.
Yes.
Said Ripley to the Android Bishop.
Are we not? No.
Here we go. I got the spot here.
It's not. Okay. Oh, you finally have it?
Hey, it's me!
Can I get you anything else, sir?
Yeah, I would love some of that pumpkin pie.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're all out of pumpkin.
Did somebody say pumpkin pie? Because now you can drink it.
This soda really does taste like pumpkin pie.
That's because it's one of my food flavored sodas.
This is almost a visual thing.
Is it funny?
I don't know.
Lester's Food Flavored Sodas, made in the USA. See all the flavors and buy them now at VAT19.com.
I'm getting close.
VAT19.
Oh, that's just so awful.
I'm getting close.
Did you guys make that commercial?
No.
No, they did. They did. That's really their funny. Company. The visual of it is really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know where they went.
Y'all get your fixins.
You see, what happened was it wasn't the quantity of food, Joel. It is that Ramcat ate the same amount of food faster.
Faster, yes.
Oh,
the challenge was to complete the meal first.
Yeah.
And they've done this twice now, and Ramcat has won both times.
Why did the chat room turn into cats laying on girls' boobs?
Because John is in there, and because Maul is in there.
Makes sense. Yeah, that does make sense.
And so I begged Royce,
me too. Like the big boobs with a cat, and it's really getting to me. I like it.
Royce, I would like to say that, you know, maybe you should try to pick a challenge where you have the advantage.
I don't know. I guess, like I said, Marcus.
Yeah, like who could be a dick quicker?
Marcus superpowers, man. I'm not fucking kidding
lifting?
You. Like, he will not lose. He won't drink the soda. Challenge? So you can't pick anything, really.
Can we do a lifting challenge?
I don't know. He'd probably win that. Knowing me, I'd rip my back, and then I'm gonna in a wheelchair having to drink Lester's sodas. I'm going to be sad.
Oh, that would be amazing.
All I'm saying is you can't keep going to the red door and challenging him to food because he's going to eat faster.
Shut up.
Did that work? I think that.
I'll check now, yeah.
We could run a 5K if you want.
No, I don't want to run any. Do I look like someone that's going to fucking run a 5K?
No, I'm not. No, you could barely down two sodas.
Get out of here.
Well, he threw it up like a champ.
And if you want him to throw up at the end of the thing, then yeah, he'll
do it. Is it a throw up contest? Because then Royce would win.
Right.
He's great at that.
We should run a two and a half mile obstacle course, and then last place has to drink ranch flavored Lester's Fixins flavored soda. Lester's Fixins, come get your fixins. Oh, hashtag listen.
It's so bad.
Well,
okay.
I mean, we don't have to think of it right now, but another challenge will be coming.
Yeah, and it'll be coming soon, hopefully.
Because they want to see you drink
soda.
No,
I don't want. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm not going to be the only drinking these garbage sodas.
All right.
It's so bad.
Can we get to the person who hates you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, thank you. Totes Apreesh for coming on. And what do you want to plug, kids?
We have our Motsi La Femme encore show for our Halloween theme that's going to be happening at Preservation Hall in Lakeland. Doors at 9, shows at 10. Buy your tickets in advance. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, Moxie LaFemme, Ramcat Jackson, Gina Tones, Tina Maria 84, which is Buttercup Sunset's Twitter handle.
Right,
but it's probably one of the best shows that we've ever done. It gets really, really dark really, really fast, and the host is an awful host.
Oh, you're hosting it.
He's fucking awesome.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, why don't you also plug your Gainesville show? Because we have people from Gainesville listening in right now.
Oh, that's right. We are also going to be doing a night on Broadway with the Manic Menagerie Vaudeville Company that's going to be at the Market Street Library, now known as the Pub at the Library. It's going to be on Friday, November 21st. Dressed to Impress. It's a really, really great show. They're an awesome troupe. And we also have our Saturday morning cartoons themed show that we're going to be doing at Big Bang Boom Cabaret in Orlando that'll actually be happening on Black Friday. It's really, really awesome.
Whoa. African-American Friday.
It's African-American awesome. Yes.
Anything else? Absolutely.
I don't know. You mentioned three shows that are happening in like the next month.
Everyone's going to
a website they can all go to?
Yes, they can go to www.moxielafemme.com, Facebook, Twitter. We're on all those.
Yeah.
Big Bang Boom Cabaret and the Manic Menagerie.
Big Bang Boom.
Big Bang Boom Cabaret.
Those are all the noises. Good job, Dutch.
Hold on. I fucked it up. Hold on. There it is.
Nice.
Cabaret.
Nice. Awesome, guys. Thanks for showing.
Hi, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, this person hates me.
Okay, now, can we reiterate? Like, I don't know what this is. Like, is this a friend of a friend? Have you actually met this person?
Sean, can you explain a little bit? I'm trying to get my bowels back here for a second.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out here.
No, I don't think I'm really trying to, but right now, I'm post-vomit. You know when you're post-vomit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, God.
that's
post vomit.
Nice.
Well, okay, so yeah, there's this girl that is friends of D, or friends of friends of D, or somehow like that. Once we started knowing D, we started knowing a whole bunch of people. And so this woman somehow started seeing Royce's timelines of things, and somehow, somewhere down the line, got offended at something he posted about Guardians of the Galaxy when What's-Her-Face was getting flack for...
Right, for saying... for when Batista fucking called What's-Her-Face a whore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a line from a movie, and Royce made a joke, and she thought he was being misogynistic or anti-feminism or what have you.
No, I really wasn't, though.
He wasn't, but she thought it was. And so she got offended the first time there. And then, you know, time had passed and we figured she maybe unfollowed him or, you know, just stopped caring, because that's what you should do if you don't like what a person is saying on Facebook. You don't have to continue to follow them. But lo and behold, apparently Sean saw that she posted something else.
What's this person's name? Because if you post it on a Facebook thing, that's public, you know, viewing. So,
well, she... happened to sit at the table with me and Dee when we were at the wedding.
I didn't even know that was her. She didn't say nothing to me. She no fucking balls, by the way.
That's why she didn't say anything to you. No balls. But because I didn't. And I
did she know that he was here?
I had no idea. I have no idea that was. That she was the one who.
You didn't connect
offended.
The dots.
No, I didn't, because I had never met her before the wedding. So when we went to the wedding and she was sitting at the table with me and Dee, I was just like, oh, hi, you know, because I'm there with and Seth and Tatiana. So I'm like, I know a couple of people at this table, and they know everybody else that's there, but I don't really know anybody. And I didn't realize that this was the chick that got into it with you over Guardians of the Galaxy. But then just a few minutes ago, while we were doing the soda thing and Royce was busy vomiting the contents of his stomach, I noticed that this post was put up, and it says, that Royce guy is really just the fucking worst. Why are my friends associating with this douche?
Hmm.
And that's...
I mean, I ask that every day, but I mean, myself in the mirror. But...
Right. But that's not something that you want to put out there for Royce to be able to see. That might hurt his feelings.
Yeah, because when you put that on a Facebook thing, you want a reaction. Because apparently, I guess she probably has been stewing over like what she should have said. It's like whenever you leave an argument, you're like...
But the thing is, Dutch, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't an argument. We were having a discussion, and honestly, I wasn't being a dick.
How far back in your timeline is it?
It's not in my timeline. It's in this private group that I'm in that talks about movies, you know, and she happened to be in it. Because it's all friends from here now, and it basically, somebody posted an article about, you know, that is this misogynistic, that this said horror in a Marvel movie? And my comment was, no, if you read the comics, this character would do that, because that's just his character, you know?
Right.
That's like saying, when you made American Psycho, them saying, is it fucked up that Christian Bale killed people? Well, no, because in the book, that's what he fucking did.
Right.
So anyway, I said that. And then I said something like, you know, I agree. And she said something, oh, there's not enough female superheroes. And I said, I agree, there should be more. I said, the problem is there's not many female comic book writers. And I said the truth, you know? And whatever. Then she started making memes
of
me.
There's plenty of female comic book characters, though.
She made memes of you?
Yeah, like, you know.
Is she bullying you?
Can you post them? I want to see what the
whole thread was deleted, bro.
Huh?
The whole thread was deleted.
Are you getting internet bullied, Royce? Is some little lady bullying you? Do I need to defend your honor?
I think we should stick up for our good friend Royce and stop this bully bitch from bullying him.
I'm sick. And by the way, this same girl, I know she just hasn't liked me for a while, but I was hanging out with this other dude that we're mutual friends with, and she fucks this dude. So
I know you guys don't want to say her name on the air, but can somebody like private message me?
Yeah, in a second. So anyway, I was talking to this dude, Brian.
No, that's
what?
Different chick, dude.
No, it's not. It's the same chick, dude.
Really?
Yes, I promise you, dude.
But.
Yes, I know, but she is. I'm 100% positive. I confirmed.
And then?
Yes. So anyway.
But why?
Let me explain something to you. So this is the same chick. So he walks up to me and he goes, hey, bro, do you know a girl named Natalie? And I go, I mean, Natalie, I know many Natalies. He goes, oh, but she hates you. Like, the other day I was saying, hey, we should, because I had a little party in my house not too long ago. I'm like, hey, we should go over to Royce's party. He's having one on Saturday. And she's like, oh, my God, he's such an ass. And then he goes to me. He even told her, he goes, look, I've hung out with this dude a bunch of times, and I have no idea where you're getting this from. Like, even saying it, you know, like, I don't even know. But she goes, I just thought I'd tell you that she's saying this. And this is a dude who bangs her on the reg. So, I'm fucking...
But why?
I like that's the qualification. He bangs her, so he knows. He knows.
But she's short and round and nowhere near attractive.
The point.
Well, that's always the ones that are the feminists.
The point is, no one should be internet bullying my husband.
And I will listen. I will
find her.
You know what's?
I will not have some bitch make my man to be a bitch.
You know. Nope. You know the worst. You know the worst part is though is that when I'm an asshole, I get it when I deserve it, and I'll even laugh it off. But the worst part is, you know, when you're just trying to be normal and nice, and not even, and then you still people like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, wait, I can be an asshole, but this isn't one of those.
Not
times.
One of those times. I was being good, you know, and I got real, and I don't understand. Fucking hates me, dude. Fucking hates me. But if she's going to post my name on her Facebook, I don't see no reason to protect her. Her name is Natalie Ballard. If you guys would like to send her messages and defend me, please absolutely do.
I was going
to
say, like, I don't know why you guys were. Oh, here we go. One mutual.
Yeah, exactly.
Ew.
Right?
Yeah, she looks like a feminist. Aww. She looks half melted.
I don't know what I did. I didn't even know she was at the wedding. I didn't even know her, because that's how little I know her. Until you told me right now, Sean, that she was at that wedding that we talked about, Dutch, a week ago, I wouldn't have never, ever known. And that's the fucked up part is, have some balls at least and say something to me.
I'm looking at the wedding photos here. D wasn't even trying. Like, her tits were out.
They were everywhere. Yeah. They were everywhere. I'm sitting there at dinner. I'm like, D, your tits.
What are you talking about? She's trying very hard.
She's not even trying to cover it up or even try to be not
modest.
She's sitting
there at the table, she's like, just shaking tits. Them. Everybody, look at my tits. I was
look
like,
these titties.
Titties.
I'm like, D, your boobs are everywhere.
Titties, titties. Everyone loves some titties.
I love big titties.
So, I mean, I'm not liked, and that's fine.
I put her left titty in my mouth. Royce, it's not that you're... People like you. Two people don't like you.
No, but that's fine. Listen, I'm okay with somebody unliking me. What I'm not okay with is now you're fucking publicly... Now you're trying to get mad at your friends for liking me. Like, that's at that point, you're being fucking dick. Like, if someone doesn't like me, that's fine. Like, if I don't like somebody, that's fine. But I'm not going to go, hey, Dutch, you better not like him either. Like, that's not...
I don't know why people are hanging out with you. Yeah.
Right. Like, it isn't... Like, why are you trying to influence... Because we have, obviously, mutual friends. We went to the same wedding. Why are you trying to influence people on me? I haven't done anything to them. Well, and
at this age, no, you can't influence people on that. Any one of you guys is mutual friends.
No, Dutch.
You're like, what the fuck
is going on? Dutch, I'm not worried about her actually doing it. What I'm concerned about is, how crazy is she, as you said, as an adult, to still do this?
Point, yeah,
because honestly, anybody look, anyone who's not going to be my friend over a Facebook post of another friend, I don't want to be friends with them anyway. Like, that's not a person that I want fucking be my friend, so I don't fucking care. But now she didn't think I'm going to see this. You know what happened is, Sean, you're friends with her, right?
On Facebook, I'm trying to be friends with everybody.
No, that's fine, but there's my point. Your friends were on Facebook because after the wedding, and that's fine, you should be on Facebook, I mean, but. I don't think she realized that we're friends and we live together when she posted.
I've known you for 16 years.
Right.
I've known you half
she's
of my life.
I don't know why she's purposely agitating it, or maybe I'm just upset because I had to drink terrible soda and vomited. I don't know.
I have a question. Yeah. This conversation that happened between you guys, how long ago was that?
Three going on 4 months now.
Then why is she just now...
No, because she saw me again at the wedding, and I was being hilarious in my usual self, as always. And
your charming, charming self.
And apparently that bothered her because her friend... No, here's what happened is she was bothered that her friends seriously liked us, me, Sean, like me specifically, because I was...
I'm bothered that
later,
I like
us. Just now.
I know. I don't get it, man. I mean, it's do you understand?
That's this person...
Two things. Either she wants to kill me or she wants to fuck me. Because you can't be that obsessed with somebody without wanting to do one of two things. Am I right? Because this is obsessive behavior.
Yeah,
obsessive.
It's a little weird.
Should you put out some sort of restraining order?
It's bothering me. Like, she looks so unhappy.
Because she's always unhappy.
You're not going to post it, are you?
Post what?
Oh, of course I wouldn't. Why would I do that?
Absolutely not.
I took a Sean screen cap. I cut it up and posted it on my Facebook with her name saying, I don't know what I did to this person. Not a clue. And I post. So I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want because honestly.
Dude, yeah.
You know what, bitch? If you're going to hate me, I'm going to fucking earn it at least. Right? I'm going to earn it.
Exactly.
Let me earn it. You fucking asshole, cunt, bitch, fucking slut, whore, ugly, two-faced.
What is a slut whore? She's definitely not having sex.
She is, Dutch. Don't you understand that the guy that's fucking her on the reg, as I said, is the one that told me that she hated me first. Who's so she look, put it to you this way.
I feel bad for that guy.
There's enough desperate people that are fucking enough other desperate people. I think you know that. I mean, if you don't know that, just go on Craigslist at 2 in the morning.
That was a shot at me.
No.
Go troll Craigslist.
Go troll Craigslist at 2 in the morning. You'll find out.
Backpage, any of that shit, bro. Mm-hmm.
No one gives a shit. So it's fine, though, but the fact that she is still that obsessed with me, I almost feel proud.
You should.
So I almost feel proud.
So I put there, I said...
she'll never forget me. What were you saying? I'm like 9/11 to her. Go ahead.
Ooh, you're her 9/11.
Yeah.
I've known him longer than anyone, and he's very abrasive, but he's genuinely the most caring person I've ever known. You're entitled to your opinions, but isn't this quite a childish way to handle a situation?
Yeah.
So there was my
comment. The way he's doing it or the way
she's doing it? The way she's doing it. I'm not doing anything.
Sorry. Why is there even a situation?
That's the point.
Like, this is a non-issue.
This is I'm going to boil this down to its core. She hates me because I made fun, because I had a different opinion on a movie that had a raccoon with a machine gun in it. This is the weirdest way for someone to hate
someone. It was? I think this is what happened. You probably hit her with like some good logic that she had no comeback to, and it's been festering with her.
I know.
Ever since then. And it's been bothering her. And the fact that you didn't even notice her at the wedding bothered her. Because she probably, you know, saw you out like a sniper, like, oh, that's the guy who fucking pissed me off. Like, she probably played out like the argument you guys were going to have when you're both outside sharing a cigarette or something like that. And it never happened because you didn't even know she existed. And I think that's probably what really bothered her.
Yeah, I guess she wanted me to give her nasty looks or something. But since I honestly didn't know who she was, I walked over to their table. You know, Sean, I go, hey, guys, what's going on? Nice to meet everybody. Like, really nice. Like,
that bothered her.
But I wasn't. But her. I was being genuinely nice.
Maybe it bothered her because she wanted you to know that she hated you.
You
just didn't even give her the time of day. That's the best thing to do for a girl is just ignore.
Especially when I did it by mistake. It's even when you do it genuinely, it's got to be worse though, because I didn't even do it on purpose.
Mistake is even worse.
Yeah.
Your buddy Rancat just says you should buy her a pack of Lester's Fixins to clear the air.
That's not a bad idea.
Huh? I don't understand. Look, and I was respectful. I never said anything when it first happened. Never said her name. But if she's going to go on Facebook and fucking basically talk shit about me, especially with my mayoral campaign coming up soon, I can't have these slanderous things out on Facebook. Vote Royce 2016. Because if that happens, you know, this is society. She has to be nice to me for the greater good. I'm going to change everything for the better, ma'am. Look, I know we disagree on what your favorite Marvel character is. You happen to like some B-list woman. I happen to like fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. It's fine. It's no problem. But fuck that's you at this point.
That's the thing, too. It was a comic book argument that turned into like a feminist argument, which turned into this.
In a movie private Facebook group where all you do are talk about movies and lines from movies.
Yep. It's such a
you
weird...
might as well have just gone, oh, you don't like this character? I like this character. No!
But you know what I'm going to do?
It's such a strange premise to like make your Custer's last stand on.
Here's what I'm going to do. By the way, Custard's Last Stand would be a great pie store name. Here's what I'm going
to
do.
It has to be a freestanding establishment.
Of course it's going to be freestanding, Marie. We'll take like an old bank that's shut down that usually freeze. Have a drive-thru. It'll be great. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. I apologize. I had a great business idea, I got sidetracked.
You were upset. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was upset. Okay.
My question was, but isn't this quite a childish way to handle a situation? Not really, because I don't give a fuck if he knows I think he sucks or not. Okay. So so what you did was essentially just answer my question without answering my question. The answer,
right.
Because it was a rhetorical question and didn't need an answer anyway. Thanks.
Wait, so she's listening right now?
No.
Well, no, if she doesn't give a fuck. No, because Sean commented on her thing. Sean, do me a favor.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Open invite. Have her call in right now. Give her the show number.
We only have 4 minutes.
Red Shook could wait for this. Give me. I do enough for them. Give her the show number. Have her call in. Thank you.
I don't want P-Rock to be felt.
P-Rock
like
will be fine.
By the way, can we do a crossover with those guys one of these days?
Yeah, right now.
Can we fire those guys one of these days?
No. Oh. I love that show.
Yeah, I like him a lot, too. So
P-Rock, call in, dude. Hippo Juice. While we get this other bitch online.
Yeah,
while we're doing that, let's do a quick crossover. We haven't done that in a while.
Skype in.
Hippo Juice Film that thing.
Everyone's welcome to call into our show.
Marie, I honestly think a better comment, a good comment would have been, is Marie Lopez going to have to choke a bitch?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen.
I don't know. know, man. But I mean, if people don't have their friends. I guess that's fine. But it's I'm intrigued at this point that somebody is that upset. Like, I don't give a shit. Anybody knows. She'll never call, and she doesn't give a shit. Anybody knows, because now she got caught. That's what it is. It's like a little kid.
Oh no! Somebody was paying attention on the internet.
I know. So whatever. But here you go. You fucking frumpy looking cut mouth.
You decide to do that right at the beginning.
You
of
called
the second
them.
Hour.
Yeah. And you frumpy looking shitty cunt mouth bitch that people only pity fuck because glory holes are taken up. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Look in the fucking mirror. Try not to vomit like you're drinking a bottle of Lester's Fixins.
That happened earlier.
Fucking put some makeup on. Don't worry, you're not going to kill a feminist if you fucking do. And wear something that doesn't look like a goddamn curtain. You
oh, by the
stupid,
way, my roommate
stupid,
wants to know if
stupid
Royce is. Royce is gay because he says that you're a hottie.
No, I think he was talking about me.
I am not gay, but I am a bear.
And he is a hottie.
Yeah.
Too hottie.
Oh, and somebody who knows her commented, oh, just now, feminist, period. Even people that know her. You dumb idiot. You big dumb idiot.
Sorry,
she's not
I'm
gonna call.
The response was, sorry, I'm seeing somebody.
Oh, wait. No, never mind. Yeah, Brandon,
sorry,
he met you.
Somebody? Who is she seeing? Who she should be seeing is a medical professional about her face. That's what she should be seeing.
Marie, do you have the contact of the red?
No.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it should be in there.
Oh, you mean on Skype? Like the
yeah.
Shows
just
Skype.
Just hit him up real quick.
Yeah. Crossover.
Quick
real quick.
Crossover. We were talking about this last week, me and P-Rock, and we were like, yeah, we should crossover more. So let's just do it.
Quick, Mike.
To see what they have come up on their show, so we can have our audience go there, and then even though they have a bigger audience than we do,
somebody posted.
I want to steal some of their listeners.
Somebody posted in chat. Her face looks like, and then posted a picture of posted a video of what's this movie? Female baseball players, the one Rosie O'Donnell played.
Oh, the
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
Yeah. Anyway, if we can't get him on, we'll end. I'm not gonna go.
I'm calling. They're not
Hopefully,
answering.
If they don't pick up, we'll end.
Maybe
it's
they hate us.
Do you
Maybe
guys
they
hate us
Royce.
At the Red Show?
What Maybe the hell, they're man? Like, who could like this Royce?
Are they
character?
Team Natalie Ballard?
I guess so, because they're not answering.
Or like Bally Mallard.
Jesus fucking Christ!
We want to do a quick crossover. P Rock, can talk about this. I'm gonna call into your show and annoy you.
Guys, everyone whose friends are fans of Royce, I think Royce needs to pick me up. He's getting ganged up on.
He's getting ganged up on. He's throwing up.
He's a good boy.
You're like an eighth grade girl with gangly legs and braces in high school.
He's a nice friend. He cares about people.
He cares because you feel like you're skinny.
He cares about the issues. He's running for councilman. I mean,
you
want to
talk about it, buddy?
No, you know what I want to listen. She fucking. It's. I mean. I am in your fucking head, you dumb idiot. Don't you see I'm winning then? If this is a competition, I've won. I didn't even know you existed at the wedding, and you were looking at me. You probably didn't have a good time at the wedding because I was there, you loser. Sorry. Red Show coming up next.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Make sure you tune in. Sorry I went a little bit over, guys. I apologize.
Oh, there they go.
Yeah. Hey, there they are.
They're calling, but I think they're calling me.
No, you big dumb idiots.
Oh, let me try calling them again.
Did you see it?
They think Dutch is hippo juice, but they all know that's not
true.
Try
calling them again. They tried to. They're calling me, but I can't add them to the call.
They're so dumb. They're as dumb as this Natalie character.
It's so stupid.
The penis is so small.
See, John knows. John knows what I'm talking about. See, now I'm trying to call the Red Show again. They're not
answering.
Okay,
forget it. I'm not going to just wait. I'm
no,
not
hold on.
Even...
No. We're running into their time until
then
they
you
answer.
You guys fucking host the rest of the show because I just vomit and I want to go to sleep. I'm not in the mood right now.
Oh, you're not going
to
have pizza?
I'm not going to have anything.
Yeah, they're not answering, pizza. Dutch. Give up.
All right, guys. The Red Show's up next. Make sure you stay tuned for them. Sorry we went a little bit over, guys. Do we have any elected hippo text? Anything?
We're already late. Why don't we just close it out for the night?
All right, guys, make sure to stay tuned for the Red Show next. Thanks again to Ramcat. Thanks again to Ramcat Jackson and Buttercup Sunset for calling in and making me drink Lester's Fixin'. Come on, y'all, get your fixins.
Tomorrow, make sure you listen to Cousin Joe's show. And Friday, everything that's good. I don't know. I don't remember. I apologize. And I don't mean to be unprofessional, but I'm still smelling the vomit in my nose. It's not good.
It's delicious.
Like I need to vomit looking at this Natalie chick.
I know. Thank you. Right. All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. And make sure if you thank a feminist today. How about that?
Smack a feminist.
Smack a feminist.